Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't even happen.
But you can also say, wow, it might not happen, but, man, we had a good time. We had a whole bunch of other races. I want to thank everybody that went out there and did their action and came out there and played, who went in the paint and raced. Everybody know that J.C. Richardson and he did his thing, 1-1. He beat Superman, and he lost to Pee-wee. Those are both good, excellent races. You know, you had you on your seat watching that. That was a good one. You know, there's a lot of stuff you learned off of that race. I mean, I damn sure learned a lot just looking at that, how, you know, he played the game, and he played the right way. A grudge game is a grudge game. It's how to get in the heck of the guy's head, and he did it. And, Jason couldn't really back out because he backed out and he bumped the beam in. Now Jason would automatically red light. So there was nothing he can do. Once you double bolt, you better get ready, especially if you have grudge rules and not no timers on. So that's something I learned there. Also, we had a couple other good ones, and let me see who this one is. Oh gosh, somebody just hit me up. Let me make sure. Someone just hit me. Oh, JC went 2-1. He beat Shakedown. Shakedown also. That's what someone just put me. Maybe I didn't get it. Yes. Okay, hold on. Fat Albert, could you come on right now, please? I just have to hit this mic real quick. I have somebody at the door right quick, something happened. Fat Albert, can you talk about a couple of things for me right quick? I just had someone come to the house, something just happened. Okay, all right, thanks. All right, and then I'll be right back to open up the mic. Okay, thank you, because I know everything else is coming. Okay, all right, bye.
Yeah, y'all, JC, he went 2-1. He beat Shakedown and Jason Superman, and he lost to Peanut. But, I hear a lot of the stuff on the back lines about, you know, the track, gate hustling, because the race didn't have between Ricky and Top Notch. Look, they both agreed that the track wasn't right for them two caliber cars. You know, and they wanted to put on a show, so they both agreed to it. The track had nothing to do with it, or the promoter. The two racers agreed not to do it because the track wasn't there. They said the temperature was up high. It was no need of putting down more glue. They said the track was like 140. Putting down more glue wouldn't have helped it. So it just they decided not to do it, and that's it. So there's no need of all the hoopla. I was hustling for my money. I was this and that. Don't do that, y'all. Come on. It just ain't even right to blame the two racers, the promoters, or the track. You know, I read all the posts that's being said, and, you know, they don't want y'all there, or they don't want y'all the no-time cars there. Listen, these tracks would go out of business if the no-time wasn't there. Trust and believe. I just saw the post the other day about Fayetteville shutting down. They just opened up, a year, and it's closing back down again. So, you know, luckily, we haven't had a track yet to close down in the DMV. Not yet, anyway, and I hope it don't. But if y'all keep carrying on the way this is blaming the track and not supporting it, and don't do this and do that, I'm telling you, we're not going to have nowhere to race. It's going to happen. And I don't want it to happen. I'm sure y'all don't want it to happen. But if you're going to... How can they say this? If you're going to fight in a war, pick your battles. Just don't hop out of everything and just ready to run and jump and argue about this and complain about that. Because it's going to get to the point where they're going to shut them down and we ain't going to have nowhere to go. So, all right, my little 2 cents I throw out there. Wait a minute, we can't open a mic because Joe got the board. God damn it, I got to keep talking. What else can I talk about? I ain't talk about how good-looking I am. Hey, I think that could be a good topic. All right, damn, Martha paged me. Don't do it, Albert. You're not that good. Fuck. All right, damn it. All right, but, yeah, for what I saw on the live feed, I wish I was there Sunday, but I had a terrible hangover Sunday morning. I couldn't make it up there, so I'm mad that I missed it. And Looked like it was some good racing up there. All the other races looked like it was pretty good. Good races. And this Friday, we got a ladies' night at VMP. If y'all ain't doing it, come down to that. I know Naked Lady supposed to be going against 69 Steels. I don't know if that's locked, but that's what they said. So hopefully we'll see that.
Let me see. Oh, here we go, D. Talk about some of the crazy things you heard on the back line.
Oh, boy. I think that need to stay on the back line. Things I heard on the back line, y'all ain't going to get me in the middle of it. The first thing, as soon as I bring it up, first thing they say, well, Fat Albert said, you would not get me in that trick bag. Mm-mm. But I'm going to tell y'all, I almost had a couple of races locked. We're trying to get some races locked in between James and Tori. They was going to lock in. They had me on the phone, but we just couldn't get the negotiation right to get that race locked. I hope they can get the negotiation right. I like to see that race. But Tori and James Cornick. I keep saying Mick. Cornick. I like to see that. So hopefully they get that race in. I need my man showing up. I know you on here showing up. When Joe get back, you hit that one. But hopefully you and Antoine can get that race locked in that was offered last week. That'll be a damn good race, and I want to see that. So we're trying to get that locked in for North versus South. And there's a whole lot more people calling me saying they want to run at North versus South. So if we can get these races locked in, I got a few.
Open up a couple of mics for you right quick. I just open up a couple of mics so you can be have something else in there. 845-0695, and also I'm going to open up 201-9355. All right, I'll be right back. I got to just finish this up, and I'll be right back.
Okay. You got your mic is open. Come on with it. Yes, sir. Come on now.
What you mean you had a hangover? How you get a hangover from drinking Kool-Aid and Pepsi and ginger ale?
Watch your mouth, Cliff. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. I had that straight Patron. They were pumping that Patron and Coronas in the Cliff. Everybody said, I would take a birthday drink with me. Good God almighty.
Oh, yeah, this weekend was your birthday celebration, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Albert.
Yeah, appreciate it. 50, I ain't know 52 could look so good until I stood in the mirror. And I said, damn, I didn't know 52 looked that good.
Well, let me ask you, what kind of goddamn mirror did you stare in? Were you looking in a mirror that had reflection? What kind of mirror
was it a clown mirror at the circus?
I was looking at the one in the bathroom, Cliff, and that thing looked at, and I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, is 52 look this good? It said, hell yeah, you look good.
52, huh?
52, 52.
I bet you in about 6 or 7 years, you're gonna be throwing this mirror the hell out the window.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna start losing.
So I was.
What's going on?
Not much. Everybody, the holiday was good. I hope everybody enjoyed the holiday and safe and had a good time.
Hey, but I don't know if showing up home and Antoine's gonna really just kumbaya make that a smooth run to get that race off before the season is over, because you know what, between the two of them, I kind of like sense some underlying issues there. You know, I mean, I could be wrong.
When I had both of them on the phone, it was about the motor. And before Antoine could tell him, man, come, I don't care how you come. Just come with your car, and I come with my car. Showing up, I got mad and hung up. I've been trying to tell him that the man said, come however you want to come. He don't care.
You're talking about last year, ODB, right?
But see, when he got on the phone to lock it in, he told him small block is it, and they were like, oh, you didn't say nothing about no more. So, but Antoine was like, fuck it, I don't care how you come. Long as it's your car, Zucca Brazzi, the one we all know, you can put a 959 in that motherfucker, I don't care. That's what he said.
When Joe comes back on and unlocks the board, Mike, I'm pretty sure one or two or both of them, you know, gonna get on here and straighten that one out. You know, because I mean, it would seem like it's simple enough that they could get going. You know.
Mhm. And we got other races brewing on the back lines that are trying to get locked in. You know, because, well, you know, one thing about North versus South, we're going to have at least a minimum about 30 to 40 races locked in. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm on my job.
I can't wait.
I'm on my job trying to get them locked in the best I can. Money's being sent to me, and, you know, I'm getting them all down. You know me, Cliff, I got it in my notes. Goddamn money. And I'm not going to post it or say nothing about it until the money hit my hand.
You know. Wait a minute. Say that again.
Yes, sir. So. I'm on my job, but I'm not gonna post it or say a race until the money is in my hand. You know.
Okay.
I'm about to say, you know, gate hustling or whatever. I don't post. Me and Joe, we decided we don't post a race until I got DP in my hand. Me or him, DP's up, or you know, Fred, or whoever. When we know the DP's up, we'll post the race. So nobody will never say that we just said it just to be saying it.
Gotcha.
So that's how things, that's how we operate. So we're not going to say a race going to happen if the DPs ain't posted.
Albert, can you guys hear me well enough? Because I'm actually on a rope. There's no distortion. Can you hear me well enough?
Yeah, I hear you. Uh-huh, I hear you.
Okay, so, you know, listen, I'm going to say something to whoever's listening. And you know what, it's just my opinion. But since the last, since North versus South opened up and cranked the season up, I'm going to tell you something. This has been a real serious race season so far. You know, a lot of jokers got into paint all kinds of different ways. And 8-Ball, forget about it. That man has continuously did unspeakable shit, you know. Him along with the rest of his team members, even Antoine, you know, he went out there all different kinds of ways. I mean, he got drugged the fuck around, but, you know, well, I don't know, you know, what you expect with a Pepsi with no ice? You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
right.
With that being said, I know there is a lot of other cars out there capable and able to get in the paint. And I really wish and hope and would like to see for the remainder of the season that these people that sat out thus far, get your shit together, you know, whatever it takes, come on out and show the people what you're working with. You know what? Put your best shoes on the stage and do your dance, you know, because once again, there has been a lot of action so far. And some people put out so much action, you know, they might have hurt themselves or hurt their pockets. Or hurt their vehicle. They're quick, you know, but it would be nice to see other people for the remainder of the season come on out there, get on the stage and put your shoes on and do your dance and let the fans see what you're working with. You know, at least that way it could seem like that the board is full. Ghetto Cowboy, even you, man, you only came out once or twice so far, man. You gotta get that thing back out.
You know, I was thinking that the same thing of myself. I'm like, you know what, North versus South. If the car's halfway ready, I don't care. I'm bringing it out, and I'm gonna race. Win, lose, whatever. I really don't care. You know, there's one guy I want to race. You know, I don't know. You know, there's nothing about. You know, no reason why I want to really race him, but you know, he was puffing his chest out a little bit, and I was like, yo, I didn't say I want to race you. I was just trying to hook up a race with someone else that said, hey, I'll race him, you know, but, you know, he knows who he is, and when North versus South comes, if the car is, at least if I can make it down the track, I'm going to race it. I don't care. Pay the tolls, the gas, I don't care. The car has, you know, I've been waiting all this time for parts and taking forever, and I'm getting, like, I want to do something, so... I'm not going to race for big money because if I lose, you know, I'm not going to do that to myself. But I'm definitely going to race people.
Big money is not a requisite for racing. I don't know who.
No, but I'm not going to, meaning I'm not going to race, meaning that I'm not going to race for $2,000 when I know my car is hurt. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I know the car is hurt. I'm waiting for parts. Excuse me?
if whatever you want to race your car for, you know what? That's your prerogative. If somebody accepts and goes on your financial terms, get it in. You know, I mean,
there's
misconception of financially how it's supposed to go, man. You know, that really just irritates me to the fullest. You know, and that's why I stay away from people, places, and things that put up that persona that way. You know, if you think I'm a bank, you got it wrong. I'm not a bank. I'm just a person with equipment, rather as fast or slow, and then I'll try it out every now and then. You know, so I would encourage anybody else to look at it as such, you know, and do the same thing.
Now, yeah, no, I understand, but when you know your car is not 100%, you're not going to go all out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going out to have some fun with it before the year's out. I'm just tired of it sitting and waiting for parts, so that's it. That's basically what I'm talking about, you know? We'll see what happens. You know, if it goes, it goes.
Well, listen, all the best.
I just got a text. I just got a text, Cliff. ODB will lock that same race, the same race he offered tonight. You'll lock it in tonight.
With who, though?
What's showing up.
Oh, listen, sounds good then. So now we need a text from Showing Up Holmes, you know, declaring if he's with it or not with it. You know, that would help the situation, but that, now we're getting somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Now we're getting
I'm texting him now.
Yeah, but ODB always been wanting to set up a race with this guy to the swim last week's show.
So, Sam, you there?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Long Island Joe Show, Sam. You're on the mic. say hello to General Cowboy and
Fat Albert.
What's up, man? What's going on, fellas?
What's going on? So I got a question because I've been getting on the shows late. What's going on with this glue shortage and people are complaining about glue and stuff?
Glue? Okay.
Yeah, glue on the track.
Okay. There's not enough horses in the world, so you know what? Now you got to put the horses in the motor. So there's not enough horses, so you got to just put horsepower in your motor, and you'll be all right.
that's the prep they're talking about for drag radio versus a slick.
Yeah. You know what? If you ask me, that's a cop out because, you know what? No matter how much glue a track puts down or a track prep person puts down, you know, that's not going to guarantee that everybody's going through there the same way. So I never really rely on that. Only thing I do always ask myself and hope for is that if I get to a track, the 60 is there. As long as that 60 is there, what the fuck? If anybody don't understand what I'm saying, I don't ask for much, you know, because if you can't get off the 60, off the line, where you going upstairs? So who needs to glue a whole damn track? I could be right, I could be wrong, but once again, I don't ask for much.
No, you're right. I think you're right. I mean, coming from a street background, it's always... Yeah.
Right.
Good report.
That's a drag radio. A slick. Yeah.
I mean,
saying a slick break the loose, a slick break a loose after you get going like a drag radio do. But I think a drag radio will do it quicker.
Okay, so that means
well, Cliff, you was right.
If it's not enough glue down, it'll do that quicker.
Now listen, what makes a tire break loose about a slick or a drag radio? What makes it break loose? For the gentleman that's listening, Albert, Cowboy, Sam, what makes the tire break loose?
After you move it?
Listen, while you trying to move, and then while you trying to move or while you move, either one. What makes the big break loose?
Depends on the question.
I'm going to say this. Horsepower. Horsepower makes your shit break loose. Now,
true.
If your shit break loose because you're dropping too much down, talk to your man. Talk to your man. Talk to your tuner. Okay, y'all go in, get in the huddle. Go to your spot. Go to your corner and do your thing. That's about the best thing I can say. I could be wrong, but that's just me.
Well, the transmission tripping tires the second and all that, like we was witnessing. If you got power in it and the trans breaks the tire loose, it's gonna stay loose. If that power band is in, when it break that tire loose, it's gonna keep it rotating. I had trans like that, and I calmed them down to just shift fast, quick, not break the tire loose.
Whoa, listen, we ain't here to
give
no secrets, man.
I'm just saying, though, like, you know.
Let's talk, but stop saying.
Transmission. Take a loop. Tires. Has nothing to do with the motor, even. It's a trans. But a cold track, an unprepared track. But it's people complaining, like I said, radio prep track is not there for slick cars, which I don't get it. If you put down a slicky stuff for a drag radio, why wouldn't it be better for a slick?
Listen, there have been tracks, our backyard track, so before it closed down, they'll open up the gates on any given Sunday, Wednesday, and you know what? All this blue, listen, I never heard of blue until a few years ago.
Who got the background noise?
Sam, Ghetto, which one? Because they ain't the three people.
Not me. I don't have none. I'm inside. There's nothing on.
But, Sam, what you said... How come if a drag rail can listen? If that track is super sticky, a slick is not going down that track. Not with horsepower, he ain't. That's not gonna work.
I can hear you a little bit, but it's kind of fake.
Well, Albert, how many times
do you
went down with the horsepower with the slick on it?
Say that again, Cliff.
How many times have you went down a track with horsepower with a slick on?
Yeah, but now if it's super sticky.
That's not the question, Albert. We boys now. We talking now. I still don't invite me over for Thanksgiving dinner, but I'm asking you a question. How many times have you ever went through the track with horsepower with a slick on?
Right, many times.
Many times? Is that what you said, Albert? You said plenty of times?
What are we saying? The sticky stuff is better for slick or not?
No, it would have been nice.
No, it's not.
It's not good.
It's not good
for the slick because it's a liquid,
it's not
right?
Good for it's a
liquid. Right. The slick needs the ground because it's sticky already. It don't need the sticky stuff.
But listen, let me ask you. When a slick kick off, don't it slip?
Yeah, a little bit.
So you're not gonna do that if it's real sticky, right?
Right.
It's gonna tire shake.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back now. You got it.
Yeah.
I
know you guys were talking about the track that day, right? Now I'm gonna put this out there for everybody because it wasn't just Buzz Creek that had problems with traction. Now, Shadeside, no problem. They had problems all down all day long. The track surface was 130-some degrees. All right? So, like they say, you can't just put glue on top of it, on top of the surface. You're wasting your time with the glue. Now, you ever seen at that time? They had, I'm going to just give you a prime example. Beginning of summer. At the track, they went and got Bradshaw to come do it. Bradshaw did the track. He was throwing glue down everything. They went and bought extra browser glue, everything. put glue down. Nobody could get down. I don't know if you guys remember that day. It rained. It rained for 45 minutes, and then we went back to racing later on that night. We ran late that night. Right after the rain,
come on,
that track,
six, right?
That track got so tight.
That was that MRI, right?
Yeah, and that track got so tight, it was everybody was going up in the air. And after the whole thing, a lot of people want to blame the people from the track first and need to find out before they know anything. Now, an NHRA event or something like that, I don't know if you guys ever noticed that, but they spray alcohol on top of the track. If you ever see them when they come down when it's so hot, they know the temperature, they spray alcohol. Alcohol takes the heat away. It drops it down. Nobody,
well,
everybody don't do that, but they can. There's some big dollars in that. And now, a lot of people don't understand right now, just like there's a shortage in glue, those people now are cutting shit like you wouldn't believe before you even get it. So don't fool yourself about this here like it's a compound. Yep, uh-huh.
Go ahead, Joel.
Well, the NHRA, you know, they wrap their prep around the nitro car. So, you know, the pro mod guys, the pro stock guys, they got to adjust to that. So they really, if you were to compare Busch Creek Sunday to an NHRA track, Busch Creek was way better. Way better than the average NHRA because they don't really use any glue because of the nitro cars. They don't like glue. So they barely use enough of it. They barely use any of it.
Well, just like if, you know, you couldn't get a big tire car to really come down there and run at Capital. Because Capital was a radio prep, and them guys would shake the hell out of their car.
Yeah, most of the time the track was too good.
They were so tight, they were shaking, they couldn't get wheel speed. But otherwise, though, like, I got to say, like, I mean, Fred was out there. Fred Wheatley did his thing. I think he had, like, three races. Copperhead had a few. He had two or three. I'm not sure. There were a lot of other races that people didn't even know about. Oh, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you straight out. Everybody was betting on the first race with Teachman and Jeff Rogers. All right? Now, you saw it down, and everybody knew. Now, Jeff bet everybody. My son bet everybody. We was betting our butt off. We didn't care. And Jeff laid one down. Teachman rolled in the beans. But Jeff, I got to say, Jeff looked good. Jeff, like Jeff said, he going to turn everything he got on. I mean, he might have burnt it up, but he damn sure going to give you the one to try to win. So, my hat was off to him, man, to go out there and try to do his thing, get straight on down Broadway without a problem.
Yes,
now,
indeed.
I'm talking about from home, hit it hard, and hit everything, turn everything on. He let all the systems come out.
Did.
So, yeah, and that car went damn good, real good. So my hat was off to him, too, trying to do something. But now, I'm just going to say, and the funny part is, I can understand some people wait and maybe want to see that race, but I can't see how people can complain and had all them other races. Now, you know, I'm going to say it straight out like this here, just like we had the suite. We had all the suites up there. Everybody goes to sit up there and relax or whatever. We had the food. Ain't asked nobody for nothing. Ain't asked nobody to give no money away. And I'll say straight out how we had it. I'll give you the prime example. We had collard greens and smoked turkey necks. We had rice. We had fish. We had chicken. And we had ribs. And any soda and water, all was free. It was all about just giving back. We always do it like a party on that day. It's nothing about anything else. It's all a party. Half of the times, and I'm just going to tell you something, I was over there by the DJ booth. I'm not going to call out some of the guys' names in case their wife's listening to me because he told me not to put it out. I can't put the person that was dancing out there. He was going all of this, all down on the floor. When I show you, when I see you, Fat Albert, I'm going to show you that thing and you're going to die laughing. Because I couldn't believe he was out there dancing like that. And I caught him with the camera. I said, once he got that, he had put that old turkey neck in his mouth. I said, this fool went to dance like crazy. I wanted to put it up. I wanted to do it like he did Avon. I wanted to do the same thing, but I couldn't get him. But all in all, man, we had a great time. That's how I look at it. These guys can say what they want to say. The ones that wasn't there, if you wasn't there, you can't say anything. Now, people that were there, hey, half. I'm telling you right now, I got more phone calls in my inbox, everything. Matter of fact, I'm getting a call right now on my other phone. But, man, let me tell you, they had a ball, and that's all to it. And that's all, it's going to keep it moving. I'm not going to turn around and listen to something somebody else, everybody else got something to say. What do you think? You know, that's the problem with us all the time. We always got to complain about something like that. But if it would have been one race and you didn't get to see it, and it was only one race there at all, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? What are you going to do? I mean, let's be real. I've been saying to myself, that ain't cool. I hate to say it. So they're crying about something stupid. And then meanwhile, they'll be talking. If it only had one race, they still have something to cry about. But I don't know. I look at it. Hey, I'm not going to say things can't happen. And God knows things does happen. I don't know the deal with the Kenny Fox and Top Notch. But all I can tell you one thing was, to me, they were trying to kill a track. When they came up there, you listen to how Top Notch was hitting off that thing off the line. That car ain't never sound like that, man. He was hitting that thing so hard, whoom! I said, damn, man, what the hell he doing? They wanted to get down on all the power they could get down. And I can understand what they wanted to do. Neither one wanted to lose. I understand
that. Track wasn't going to allow that.
Yeah, they was, and neither one wanted to really detune because they didn't know it was just a tuning race, and they wanted to be able to go and put the whole number down. But hopefully, like they said, they're going to get their thing back together or whatever. When they do it, they do it. Hopefully we'll see it. And I'm going to touch bases on CJ's thing also. I know you guys seen CJ said something about his race. That was Brittany's first time going down. And I'm going to say it straight out. You know, if the man turned around and his wife made the first pass on it and he just ain't comfortable with her going down yet. But I'm quite sure when they get it right, they're probably going to end up getting it off. I don't know if it's going to be that car or not. And I know Bruce Stiles tried to push him into the race. But everybody runs their program their way. You know, I mean, you do it your way, I do it my way, and that's it. You know, I mean, how many guys that you know push something out next year and then they rush something and then they end up wrecking something or blowing up something? Because they're listening to somebody else. So you got to run your program how you can run it. And he's like one of the prime guys that, you know, let's be real, he need to listen to his own, first what he say, because his track record ain't too good right now. Some of the things that he rush out and do it anyhow, whether he blow the car up or wreck it, not good. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror and say, look, maybe I'm not doing right. So you can't be talking about somebody else's program. Let them run theirs their way and that's it. And have fun with it. That's all. And I don't believe in bashing nobody because, hey, you know, he his first time out. I wouldn't want that on my conscience. And my hats off to Peanut, for going out there and running JC and for the win because he did a good job. He drove through, you know, he drove it through. And hey, hats off to JC beating Jason. You know. Hats off to Jason for going out there and running them. You know, it was one of those things. Ain't nobody can say anything. Everybody's, I wouldn't have did this, I would have did that. It's easy to say that to you in that car itself. So, you know, my hat's out for all of them that went out there and went and did it. But on October 14th and 15th at Gallant, we know if the weather's going to be right. We know the track condition is going to be right. So if you're looking to put down all the power you can do, you got your time to go ahead and do it there. Also, I just got to make sure I put it out there because this week, I know Long Island Poop, he's got his race going on out there at Custom Tees. I know he's got a few races out. He might come on here later on. Jarrell, are you supposed to be racing somebody that day also, I heard? Is Jarrell on here still?
What day is that? What day is that? What are you talking about?
Saturday. Are you supposed to be racing
on No, we couldn't get it together because the owner, he had something to do with his wife, so that's why I didn't get. We were going to do it, but he had some
engagement. No, I just wanted to make sure. All right, so that race is up there. Okay, but I know Scotty G and them be coming up and everything, so like I said, he get it down. Like you said, he's going to do his thing with the glue and everything, get everything right. I know a lot of guys want to, you know, with the small tie, like that radio prep, so. It is what it is. My hat's off to the other guy, too. Dougie Fresh, we ran him. My little son Hats off to him. He did his thing with against him. I was not paying no deposit. The car wasn't running right from the beginning of the day. And like I said, they thought I was going to pay that deposit. I said, we're going to run regardless. We're going to get it out there. We took a chance on changing something around a little bit and just to hell with it. Go out there and go for it. And all I can say is I heard one of the live feeds and somebody said, oh, damn, Cookie Monster won shit. Yeah, you know who that was.
That was a good look. That red Mustang looked badass, man. That sucker looked tough.
Yeah, he did. He did. I ain't gonna lie. It's a real nice car. It's a really, I mean, I was surprised. I don't like talking to nobody who or nothing, so I ain't gonna say about that. But, you know, I guess he thought it was, but I said, we going out, we running, we gonna try it. We don't give a damn. And he was a good sportsman about it. I like him. He was a good guy. He actually said that he wanted to do it again, so him and Phil gonna do the race again. I forgot when, but, you know, right now Phil wants to, they're gonna try to sand the car down this week and get it ready to be painted. So him and my older son, they're gonna start working on that, paint it real quick. He wanna clean it up for North versus South. So, but they'll be getting it back off, those two. Definitely get it back off and have fun about it. And I guess my boy Rob Weaver lost some money again. So, you know, thank you, Rob, again. I just figured you ain't called ATM no more. You ain't called 8-Ball no more. You call ATM.
Oh.
Hey, look, Meat even came and bet with us, too. Meat and Son, they bet with us, too. So, I mean, we had a good time joking around and laughing. And we said, man, hell with that. I'm with y'all. I was like, you know, that was cool. It don't have to be for your own town. You know, you bet where you want. Having fun with it. But I just laugh, man, when I hear that stuff. I don't know if you know his thing was still on. His mic was on when he was talking. But, hey, everybody heard it. It ain't no big deal. Just like he tried to say, me and Jeff was over there. Said, look at these two shaky motherfuckers or whatever. I guess he had his mic. I said, boy, the hatred is heavy. That's all I can say. I'd like to see what he did yesterday, though, or the day before. Maybe he had to buy another phone, probably throw the phone back on the ground again, knowing him.
They want enough of everybody's money. Now they're just paying it back, you know. That's how this shit go with racing. You win the day, or you win this season, or the next season, and the next two seasons, you might be getting hit over the head with a sack. You know, that's how racing is. You know, I haven't met the person yet that did three consecutive seasons all in, you know, without no defects. You know, so you got to take it with a grain of salt.
No, my whole thing is you got to be able to. Let me just tell everybody out here right now, if you lose, hey, shake the man's hand, say I'll try you again or whatever. But don't have a temper tantrum. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that. It don't look good. It don't look good. Yeah, I can't see that. Like the man, one of his own partners in his club, man, calm down. You're going to have a heart attack.
I don't want to be going. Did you get that phone call for Fred Wheatley and Silverhawk? Did you get that phone call yet?
No, sir.
All right, this computer stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know nothing about this. What do you mean? What do you mean, Fred and Silverhawk?
I heard they supposed to get busy.
Yeah, and you know, and verbally, they have locked it, you know, $500 if he don't race, you know, for North versus South. That would be Silverhawk and Fred Wheatley, you know, go out there for a decent number. You know, yes, we've heard Silverhawk say that a few times this season so far. Hopefully this one pans out and works out, you know.
I know OG Bobby was looking for a little action on that day he said. And from what I'm hearing, I'm here, and I think he got some. I got money just in case he have to. He told you hold it, and right, Fat Albert, in case he got locked
up
in that day.
Good report. He said, Fat, I will keep my money just in case I get something locked. Yes, sir. He showed it. I got his money already.
Well, listen, that's a strong move right there. That's a positive direction right there. Just pick your man, Bobby.
So
you know what?
I'm backing out.
Man. All the best to you, brother.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up some of these mics. I see a lot of people down here, and I was out just a while taking care of business. Let me make sure I open this mic up right here. Oh, God. What is happening here? Oh, let me see. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Oh, Mr. Butchie Wood.
Just calling to say hello to the grudging race world.
What? Well, that's good. So like you say, if you bring that car out, I'm bringing Cliff out of retirement. I'm bringing Cliff out of retirement.
Yeah, whatever. He won't get away this goddamn North versus the South. That's for sure.
Huh?
He won't get away this goddamn time. He won't get away this time. I can bet your sweetness on that.
Yes, 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 I will, Butchie, because North versus South for October, I cannot tentatively at this point put that even on the schedule. I cannot. I'm back to work, you know, so everybody knows. Every season, I'm off every summer from June all the way to August. I'm off every summer. Been that way for 25 years. And once my work starts going back in, and I start work September 3rd, that's it. You know, work comes first. And so it's a conflict.
Yeah, I know that's right.
So that's
yeah, I know that's right.
That's always been my dilemma for October.
Yeah,
now,
well, no problem.
Like, if a motherfucker like you say something real nice, like I got the back tie and the brake, I'm coming, baby. I'm coming, baby.
Listen, all I can tell you, you want a spot, buy you some fucking knee pads and get on your damn knees. I'm not spotting out. No living ass. Ain't nobody giving me nothing.
Man, that was a fucked up.
Hold
remark,
on. Hey, Butch, you not
my burn and keep moving to holler about a spot.
Hey, Butch, you're not going to talk to Champ like that. You're not going
to
talk
no,
to Champ
no,
like that.
Talk
champ.
Like that.
He's a fake-ass champ.
I take those same knee pads and put them behind your head. How about that?
Nah.
And we can say
nah. Nah. You ain't going to put them behind my head, brother.
Behind my head.
Yes, sir.
That was fucked up, man. But anyway, listen, that's what my dilemma is. So North versus South.
Okay,
no problem.
Now, I cannot put it on together.
You don't got to say no
wait,
more.
Wait. Let me just make sure. I got. So you plan on being there, Butchie?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm trying
Antoine,
to get myself
at,
situated
at,
so I can get
where at, Antoine?
I can get the custom tees before then, hopefully.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what,
I got a,
you said you going
to. I got a four square mile town. I'm going to fuck up the whole town.
Me and Cliff going to talk on the back line. We might give you what you're looking for. We're going to talk, though, but it ain't no – because the man is working. But me and him going to talk on that back line. We might come get your ass.
Yeah, okay.
Let me know, Albert.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know. I can't refuse, Albert. All you got to do
is – me and Cliff going to talk on the back line. We're talking on the back lines right now. Right now, it's a no-go because
mm-hmm.
he is working.
Nah, no problem.
We might have to figure out –
Well, I got to see what OG Bobby might, you know, never know. He might be trying to get hold of you. You remember last time?
Get a hold of who?
You.
Nah, I'm not running OG Bobby.
Okay.
I got some fish I'm trying to fry. I got my grease on. I got some fish I'm trying to fry. I'm trying to fry the whole fucking town of my room.
Oh. So who else? Oh, wait. Hold on, then. Go ahead. Tell me who you... Call out somebody from Mount Vernon that you want.
The whole fucking town.
Wait. I heard. I'm going to tell you what I heard.
You heard what I said.
I'm telling you what I heard. I'm going to let you know. Be careful what you say because Swizzle Posey coming out.
Fuck them. I ain't got to be careful. Fuck them all like I said. You heard what I said. Fuck them all. The whole fucking town. Fuck them all. You ain't got to tell me shit. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Fuck all of them. The whole fucking town.
So you mean to tell me you're going to jump on Swizzle?
Shots fired. I'm at work. I can't be getting loud. So fuck Swiggle? Who the fuck is a Swiggle? That shit is a fucking dud. Fuck Swiggle.
What you saying don't make
fuck him.
No
fuck him and that great white hope.
Oh, damn.
Sick of them bitches calling
my fucking name.
Them bitches are like,
you talking real spice? But you talking real spice, all of them. Swizzle took out the Western Shore, one of the West, was the Eastern Shore, whatever the fuck out there. He took out one of the best.
Well, guess what? He took out the Western Shore, he could take out the Eastern Shore. Because I'm coming.
Well, I think he did. That's what I'm saying. What you talking about, man? Listen, make me believe what you're saying, man, because, I mean, you're talking real spicy. It sounds good. Shit.
I know.
I got $5, $6. I bet with you. Serious. But damn, if you ain't serious, I won't change.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, brother. All they can do is win some money. Them bitches can't win me. Fuck them. See, the problem is half the motherfuckers on my run don't want to take shit personal. And it don't make no damn sense. They all want to take some shit personal when we trying to grudge race.
And a lot of people.
That's right.
Personal. That's a fact.
They take shit
you
personal.
You know what? The people that take
motherfuckers
personal.
Motherfuckers call me today about some fucking money. Shit fucking get on my damn nerve with that bullshit. You're going to keep it strictly down the middle. You're going to keep it racing. And that fucking campaign manager, that biggest campaign manager, he won't even come to the fucking track, but he the campaign manager for everybody.
Who is that?
Hold on. Come on now. Put a name on it.
Fucking Hollywood, they call him. Silverado. You always talk about, oh, you should do this and you should do that.
Man.
Oh, you should do what this, you should do that. And then the bitch, he's sitting over there and won't give me no fucking spot. But I supposed to spot all them other motherfuckers. Like I told him, fuck all them some bitches. I'm going to fuck them all up.
Shit. Somebody piss with y'all. Somebody
fuck they world
with
up.
So you need to be sending out some smoke signals right about now.
I'm not sending out no damn smoke signals.
Nah, Joe, send out some smoke signals. We need some answers, man.
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out a little bit. But hold on, let me make sure I open up to these mics. 757-1006, your mic is open.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm just checking on AQ Brown. I'm just checking in.
What's up, Drew?
I can't call it.
Okay.
And Fred Albert. They did Richard Bradway clothes too.
You're right, Richard. Yeah, you're right.
Richard, I just wanted to correct you and message you. That's all
right. That's right. Yeah, Richmond did shut down.
Yeah, they put in housing development there too. So, you know, these guys, y'all don't get out there and race. They're always complaining, hey, when you used to race, there's going to be some nice, beautiful houses for you to buy.
Yep. Beautiful house for you to buy.
That's what it
that
is.
Race car and
that's what
the garage and let it sit there.
Yeah, and that's what Fairview too, man. They started building subdivisions back there where it won't nest in that right there, man. They started building those subdivisions. That's what they want. That's why the lease is so high. And then the man couldn't, you know, that place always draw a nice little crowd, you know, but they drove the price up and people not supporting, that's just what you get, man. You know?
Well, y'all got to
realize, even if you're paying a little $20 to hang out and cook out, and there was a lot of that going on at Fairview, at least it would still bring your money in, man. But a lot of people don't do that. You know, when the price go up, they get kicking and screaming. Oh, it ain't used to be this. People just always got some shit to say, you know, and a lot of them ignorant, they don't understand how to do business, you know? And that got a lot to play with it, but if you give a motherfucker a reason to complain, they can complain about this. Thinking about the glass half full, hey, you got a place to enjoy your damn stuff at.
That's right.
So listen, I'm on the side. And corporations love developing in areas that's close to the highway and, you know, close to the populated areas. You know, so development is alive. You know, so people don't realize that shit. And when you think something's always going to be there, you got somebody sitting in the cut talking about, that's a nice little area right there. It's close to the airport, or it's close to I-95, or it's close to Disney World. Next thing you know, we want that, and it's ours, if they buy it. And now we scrambling. The development is real. You know, that's why anybody who races You need to participate, folks. You need to participate and act like you're really serious about it.
Okay.
The stand
hold on. I'm going to open up another mic here. Let me look up this open mic. 202-3960. Your mic is open.
Yo.
Yo, your mic is open.
Yeah, I was trying to this is Tricky Rick. I was trying to address the question that was asked about the Slick versus the Radio Prep thing, but shit, I done forgot my train of thought now. Wait. I done forgot.
You mean you hit the one button?
Now Tricky Ricky, tell him what.
Hey, Cliff, I've been a hole for like 30, 45 minutes. I done forgot. Shit, I done been in three stores.
You remember, yeah. Don't worry about it. But Tricky Ricky, tell him. You're going out there, going to be in battle with Dexter for the North versus South, ain't it?
Well, I didn't know he was going to post that. I thought he was going to get back to me, but and let me know, because he said he wasn't really done with his car and needed to hope to get some a week or two of testing in. And I told him the motor that I got, I ain't even done with.
It wasn't no secret, was it, Ricky?
I have no idea. Joe mentioned last week on the show that Dexter was coming to North versus South. I saw a picture of the car that he brought, and I said, well, fuck it, he got a Malibu, I got a Malibu. I did pose the question, as long as he wasn't a 5-inch, I'd try him. So I called him and asked him, he said, no.
We need more answers. We need answers for Ricky, and we need answers for Butchie. We need answers tonight.
What is that?
I'm saying, Dexter.
Oh.
You and Dexter and Butchie and Mount Vernon.
Well, listen, if he put it up, I asked the question and he posted it, so it's a go.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
But I want to get back to this. I just got a phone with Silverhawk. He said he's calling in the show. Him and Fred Wheatley. I didn't know them about. You knew about this one, Joe?
I heard, but I didn't know they had locked in.
Man, they verbally said, yeah. That's why I ran my mouth. I don't talk on something I ain't seen. Once it's on the internet, it ain't no secret anymore. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Let me open this mic up, because open up these mics. 914-8909. Your mic is open.
Hey, I'm in the garage working. I'm going to go on mute. If y'all need me.
Okay.
See y'all need me.
914-8909. Your mic is open. All right. I try to get y'all in.
Yo, what's up?
Oh. Hey, what's going on now?
Hey,
your mic is open.
Peanut.
Hey, what's going on, Peanut?
What's going on?
Not all much. Right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your race.
What'd you say? When your race is October?
October 14th and
15th. Hey, shout out. You think I can get some Stone Cold on that day?
Oh, shoot.
I don't think the car going to be ready. He when he went to Outer Banks last week, he heard it. So. And slow as you look, I wouldn't mind getting you, but there's no need of me even putting that out there.
It's all just a conversation.
But Peanut, hold on. Peanut.
If you ain't got no calls, a conversation.
Hey, Peanut, give me to tomorrow. I'll let you know by tomorrow. How about that? Is that fair enough?
I mean, I like to lock in the week before, so you got all the way up to the week before.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I got hey, Peanut. Hold on, Peanut.
Yo.
He said lock in. He said you can get. He said the car be ready.
All right, so we'll lock in a week before. We'll do 1,000 on 3 or better.
That'll work. 1,000 on 3,000. That'll work.
So how you supposed to say it? Lock, right? That's what you're supposed to say on the radio?
Damn right.
Heads up, 8 mile pro tree, track rules. We'll set a time. 1 on 3,000. We send the money to Joe Gray. Lock.
All right, you can do that.
I didn't hear you say it, Pee-wee.
Who? I said
you.
Oh, okay.
Live?
Yes, sir. It's live. Yes, sir.
What is the date?
October the 15th. That's Saturday. We'll do it Saturday night.
Man, you said lock. You know, ask the date before. Hold you on. Lock, man.
Yeah, I know that. I'm about to renege right now. I got to call my crew and make sure.
Well, listen, you got 30 seconds to figure this out.
No, I just got to call my people. I can't be by myself. I'm ready to go, but I can't go by myself.
Albert, put the rope around his neck. Get him to say something.
I got to call my boys. Hold on,
We're not playing today, Peanut.
Listen, you just did a James Cornick on here, Peanut. You better than that.
Who's
now.
That?
Oh shit!
Who's that?
This is Tricky Rick. I'm gonna hold
who's
you
that?
To a high
hold
standard,
on,
but it's Tricky Rick. I'm gonna hold you to a high standard, but you just did some bullshit just now, as Gordo would say.
And trust me, Blog Talk, three trans breaks on this motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Well, hold on, you guys. Let me book y'all for a couple more of these mics. I got like seven mics over here open. Let me get open. 240-8095. Your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, who the hell is that back there lifting weights?
I don't know, man. Somebody breathing hard in the mic.
Hard as a bitch.
Oh, they're inside a shop, whoever doing that, or some a weight room or something.
True. I ain't in no shop. I'm working. I'm loading my truck.
All right, let's leave your mic there right
go
now.
Mute.
All that stuff.
How the fuck you going to win a race breathing hard like that? What the fuck wrong with him?
Cardiovascular out of whack there, boy.
Yeah. Shit, because fast up you in a hot-ass motherfucking car, you sweating, and if you can't breathe in normal air, how in the fuck you? Well, you know, he don't drive, so he good. So you know what? I take that back.
hold on a second. Let me open up this other mic. 301-6209, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? What's happening, fellas?
Not much. What's going on, Mark? Matter of fact, Mark, he was in the paint
What's
this
up?
Week, too. Mark had got in there.
Yeah, we tried our hand. We went 1-1. It was
okay.
It was my birthday, so I was having a good time until that day going Fred Wheatley come up there and tap on my shoulder.
So, who you knock off first? Mark, who you knocked off first?
I don't know what the guy's name was. We gave him everything in racing. So,
after that,
Fred tapped me on the shoulder and told me, come on, get up them lanes. And he took my birthday money, man. I ain't like that, you know.
Do you want a rematch? Hold on, Joe. Mark, do you want a rematch? I can get Fred on.
Man, look, me and Fred talked today. I got to get my car fixed first.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I
got to
get my car fixed. Yeah, the converter went up on me.
You lost a race and hurt your car at the same time?
Yeah, my converter went up on me.
Oh, okay.
Man, that was a bad birthday gift Fred gave me, boy. A good spanking.
No, that sounds like your converter gave you a bad birthday, not Fred.
Fred put a big huge gap on me. He put a big huge gap on me, man. That dang. That was ugly what Fred did to him. Them dead presidents. I thought I could bring the presidents back to life. How many of them things dead for?
Yeah, Fred looked good. I'll tell you what, Fred looked good. Fred looked damn good.
But, you know, overall, I mean, I had a real good time. I mean, you know, I don't have a whole lot of power like the guys do where they couldn't get down. I didn't have no problem getting down. So, I mean, it was a good time for me, you know. It was a nice atmosphere, you know. It was plenty of food there. You know, drinks that you drink. I mean, it was a real good time for me.
That's good. That's good.
That's what it's supposed to be. You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
The hell?
Somebody hit something. That wasn't me.
Somebody calling somebody.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Yo.
It wasn't my
Yo, Jarrell, is that you?
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1.
No, I'm
to
on mute.
To your message,
I'm on
press
mute.
Press 2. To erase
Fred,
and re-record, press 3.
You up there talking. How you on mute?
Somebody tell that woman we ain't satisfied because she's running
her
mouth.
Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Please try again later.
We're sorry
Goodbye.
That she's talking, lady. She said,
I will be looking for somebody at North vs. South, though, you know.
You looking for somebody for North vs. South?
I would like to find somebody, you know.
Well, from what we hear, Fred will be back there because him and Silverhawk got something in the plate.
Yeah, but
he's been all showing up phones locked in.
Who you looking for? Tell us who you looking for.
Look, I don't know. People don't see what my car look like. I mean, I like to get somebody that's him, you know, that run like I run. I ain't looking, you know, for nobody to stump me around like Fred did. I'm like, you know, I'm looking for a nice fair race, you know.
Lord have mercy, there ain't nothing saying grudge racing. I swear it ain't.
I mean, we try to make it fair. We try to make it fair. Hey, look, I don't advise nobody else to do this, but when me and Fred raced, we didn't even have a DP, man. We raced it. When I lost, I walked over and paid him.
Well, that's some grown man shit right there. And you know what? Ain't too many grown men in grudge racing. That's what you call some grown man shit right there.
It was the same thing with that guy Dougie Fresh, you know, when the Mustang and my son ran. They have no DP, man. And he still stopped at his trailer. And I paid him 1, 2, 3,
Yo.
Kept it moving.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Huh? Fat Albert.
Yeah, go ahead.
We locked in.
Okay.
We're
all right, Peanut.
Joe, when the show's over, you got my number to call me?
Yeah, okay.
We locked, Peanut. I know you. I know you, Peanut. You said it's locked.
All right, but we'll just talk about the logistics as it gets the week before we'll talk about it.
So Stone Cold. I think that's Concrete Cowboy phone in the background.
Yeah, that's
hey,
Cowboy.
Joe, I don't know none of them cars that's going to be down there from South.
They got their program together. They first. That's the problem. I got to be able to move that mic. They don't even know they got it open.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to the bullshit, Joe. Just like that, I still listen. And then soon as the president came on,
it's gone, Joe. It's gone.
Yep, that was Ghetto Cowboy. So his mic was open. I just muted it. Let me make sure I open up my. Hold on 1 second, y'all. I got to open up these here. I got 2 more mics. 215-6904. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
What's going on now?
What's going on, everybody? What's up, Joe?
Can't complain. What's going on with you?
I'm good. What's up, Uncle Roy?
What's up, Zeus?
How soon you going to be ready, Zeus?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing today, sir?
I can't complain, man.
Zeus ain't going to never get ready. All Zeus going to do is sell whoop tickets and ain't nobody buy. That's all Zeus going to do. Zeus ain't going to never be ready, Joe. Never.
Hey, Mark Jones, if you sit in that car, you got the back tires.
Huh?
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
You sitting on it, you got the back tie. No, for sure.
Wow. Bet 5,000. I sit in the car with the back tie.
You got it. Bet 5,000. Lock. That's a lock.
Okay, we'll lock that money in right after the show.
We're going to lock that money in right after the show. And we want to lock the whole pot.
1 week before the show or right after.
Don't make me no difference, but that's a lock. Oh, that's a lock. You got the back tie. You sitting that over.
You got it.
You got it.
Boy, good thing come to those who wait.
Yes, sir.
Ha!
Yo, what that man think? I can't drive
hey,
because
when
I choose
hold
not
on.
To?
Hold on. So,
hey, yo, what
so
do you think I can't
Mark,
drive
Mark.
Because I choose not to, Joe?
Hold on, Mark. Hold on. So Mark get the back tie if you drive. That's the tip, right?
Mark get the back tie if I drive.
Wow.
Mark, they just ruined
it. We're going to lock the whole pot in. So what is the whole pot? 5,000, right? If you want to make it more, if you want to.
Wow.
If you, there you tell
shit.
Me. Make it 10,000 then, bro. We can make it 10. We can make it 10 amount you got.
Okay. Don't. And look, we got it on the thing.
Talk.
Don't be fool, Job. I mean, we
all
locked
right,
in.
That's all bullshit. That's all I'm trying to tell you. We can get that money.
Okay.
We get that money
right.
Listen. Goldfinger against OJ. You driving. Yeah. No, you talking about fuck
week.
No,
you
I didn't say nothing
week,
about fuck week, did I? I didn't say nothing about fuck week. You said lock. I said me. You said lock. You heard that. Everybody heard it.
I don't know what call you talking about, man. You've been talking
about
Ray Smith for fuck week.
Goldfinger.
I don't know nothing about that car. I don't know nothing about no ghost car. I'm talking about that
shit. It's like OJ.
I don't know nothing about that slow, but that slow ass buckwheat. That's all I know.
Okay, well we're gonna find out when you lock that money in, mouth.
Well then I run buckwheat.
They're gonna have to turn your electric off in that restaurant. You keep fucking with me.
Homeboy. I got a whole lot of problems, but that ain't one of them.
Well,
I got a whole lot of
buckwheat versus. Hold on. So it's gonna be buckwheat versus
OJ. Goldfinger versus OJ.
Oh, Goldfinger.
I don't
know
nothing about no Goldfinger. It's supposed to be buckwheat. He's trying to come in here with some bull crap. He's talking that stuff. I don't know nothing about that car.
You don't know nothing about buckwheat either.
I'm trying to. You must don't know
yeah,
that.
I'm gonna let you learn.
So you
I'm
get on here every week. You get on here every week and flap them gums. And then when I call, when I tell you let's get busy, you don't want to get busy. You want to bring
well,
in, you want bring in your friends and your cousin and all that. Let's get busy.
You
said
for
me to drive. Matter of fact, I don't need nothing from you for that 10,000, boy.
You know what? That's a lot.
Hey,
Uncle Ward, how I get you this money? How I get you this money? How I get you this money?
Okay, wait. So what's the race? What's the race?
OJ and Buckwheat.
Head up at North versus
South.
Much? Mark, you drive, mouth.
Yeah. What you think that I can't lock. Drive because I choose not to?
You can't
do
drive.
Do y'all want me to call you after the show or whatever? Y'all want to do it? Hold on. Do y'all want to do it on the show or you want to
do
it after the show?
We could do whenever you want.
I can
Mark.
Send you much as you want right now. I can send 10,000 at one time, so it don't make me
well,
no difference.
I can send it. I don't know how. Whatever he want to do, if he got a secure place,
hold
on.
Let me let you know. So now I don't know if you want to do that 10,000 at one time because I'm gonna tell you right
yes,
now.
Yes, sir. Don't do that to me. Not to me.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that to you because they're gonna be looking at you. Huh? You're the one that's gonna be looking at it because you get.
Ah, that much money. Good God Almighty. Whew. How much y'all is you locking the whole pot in?
Whatever he want to do.
Hey, look, you the one that be BSing. Lock it. That's one way I know that you'll be there. Because I'm going to be there.
I ain't going to keep rapping. You keep talking. I'm trying to figure out a way to get the man the money. You keep talking about some other shit. I'm talking about the way to get the man the money. You talking about
something else. Get the man the money. I can drive either one of them.
I can have somebody
closer
to him. I'm in Pennsylvania. You live closer.
Listen,
I don't live
all I got
is I'm not from PNP.
I can't accept that type of money. Lord Jesus, they be on me.
Hey, Long Island.
Hey, you take
Long
that
Island.
Money.
I'll
be on the show next week.
Hey, Long Island.
Yeah.
Long Island Joe. Hey, get with us after the show or tomorrow so you can get this money. He's a pay.
Yeah,
he got a way
good.
To get it.
We get that money
yep.
down there. I ain't going to tell where I'm going to have it at.
This ain't the first time I just set you up, Mark.
You sell for that kind of money. All right, I tell you what.
I got this show on that kind of money. I can't tell you everybody. We get it straight.
Hey, Joe.
Call me on the back lines. Me, him, and you can get that shit squared away. Whatever you want to do, we lock. All you got to do is lock. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
do it tomorrow. We're going to find a way to get the money in, and we'll get it. But, Joe, open up Fred Wheatley, Mike. He wants you to open up
okay.
his mic.
Hold on.
But I'll call both
me.
Of y'all tomorrow. I would vouch for both of y'all, but, goddamn, something happened. I can't pay $10,000, but both of y'all do good for it. But,
okay. Hold on. Let me make sure I see where Fred Wheatley's mic is. I'm going to open up 301-453.
Yeah,
Mike is open.
About time, Joe. This is Avon.
All right, what's going on, Avon?
About time. You don't be open no mics, man.
Up earlier.
Go ahead, open
so
Fred up.
Hey, Avon.
Huh?
Hey, so what's going on now?
Hey, now go ahead and open Fred. I'll get my words in.
Okay, what's Fred's last number? Because I got
a
bunch of mics over here. That's why I don't want them.
Open up all of them, damn it.
Yeah, but I was trying to they want
seven,
to get in
7156.
Okay. 443-7156. Your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's up, Fred?
Fred,
hold on. Before you go any further. What's
busy,
this
y'all.
Here about you and, what's this out here? Well, congratulations on your wins this weekend. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Albert.
What's this I hear about you and Silverhawk? You ain't tell me about.
Hey, man,
you ain't
man Silverhawk. Yeah, we're going to get busy. We was on the show today. They told him, you know, he's been yapping a lot and ain't seen him race all year long. So I told him, I'd get my race then. Let's get busy.
What the fuck you mean, all this for the last 10 years?
Oh, shit. President Clippy. Hey, Albert, let me tell you something, side note. Joe know this, don't you take no $20,000 electronically, you're going to get your ass locked up.
Hell no.
Yeah.
I'm not taking no $20,000.
Hey, Long Island Joe know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Y'all better meet up and get that money somewhere, man. Don't be sending that shit electronic. Uncle Sam already
Look,
bought you much.
If both of them are serious, hey, Fred, if both of them are serious, and I would do my part, I'll go meet them, and they can hand it to me. But it won't be sent to them electronically. Hell no.
Hey, y'all doing
That's
too
it.
Much talking. Y'all figure that out on the back line. All you got to do is have
a central location. And one thing I know for sure is both of them are good for the money, so. I can speak for both of them, so it's just a matter of y'all bringing it together.
Yeah. Right.
Now, Fred, you going to have some fried chicken at the store versus Salvation.
Yes, sir. Yeah, who wants some smoke, Albert? We're looking to bring some action down in North versus South.
Right. I already got you locked in with you and Sean. Up. That's locked. I got the money for that.
I know.
You and Silverhawk.
Yeah, me and Silverhawk. We're gonna get it locked up, and we're gonna lock in the album. We're gonna get with you and lock in the whole pot so we can hold his feet to the fire. Sean had a nerve to be down there at Bud Creek when we was running. I think we was running Marcus and I. He was talking fly. I said, boy. Let me tell you something. Your car run good. I can't take nothing from you. But if you're that confident, just run them numbers up.
Oh, shit.
He's talking fly to me.
He heard me. He listening. He on the
he
show.
Hear me.
He listening.
We can change that number, Albert. That's all I'm telling him. If we feel that confident, we can change that number we committed to with you. Don't talk me to death.
Heard that.
Hey, we ain't got new car blues no more. It's on now. Don't ask nobody for nothing. Hey, Albert, you know how we get it on when we have
another
last
week?
Right?
I don't know. Somebody got somebody else alive.
Shut him down, Joe. Shut him down.
Yeah, I got to try to find out who that is.
Yeah, somebody listening to a Wiki Bird or something.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But, yeah, Fred, I can say one thing. You are looking for some races. You are looking for some races.
Man, we built that car to race, man.
Yes, sir.
Every time we come out, we want 2 to 3. Every time we come out, 2 to 3 is what we want. I'm going to tell you something, too, Albert.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Mark and shout out to my man, Buck, because both of those guys, straight-up dudes. You know what I mean? Albert, if you were around, we would have felt comfortable having you DP. But we ain't even need,
yeah.
And that's where your words got to be your bond. We ain't even need no DP man for neither race. Everybody
right.
kept it 100. Everybody did what they're supposed to be. And we need more than that in the game. Because sometimes,
yeah.
out there, we'd be overwhelming, Albert, with a whole bunch of craziness. We need more stand-up dudes like
yeah.
that in the game where your word is your bond.
Right.
So shout
right.
out, shout
okay.
out to Big
I had
Bird,
a birthday.
And shout out to Buck.
240-8095. That was the one that had that mic open. That was the one.
Oh,
whoever that is, the guy that
wanted
had that mic.
I couldn't get up to make it to the track. I
yeah.
I had such a good time at my party. I couldn't get up Sunday.
That's right, Albert. Happy birthday again, brother.
Appreciate it, brother.
When I see you, I got something nice for you. I know what you like.
Oh, okay. Appreciate that. But that's good that, you know, that situation with you and Buck, y'all talk. And I heard what you said because I started laughing. You say, hey, whatever he decide, if he said he won, I got to pay him because, you know. And he said, you know, come on, we're going to race that over. And I was staying up.
Yeah,
he could have took it.
He could have took the money, and there wasn't nothing we could say about it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
where I'll say, and I'm going to tell you what I did, Albert. And this is some real shit, right? And we weren't racing for no, you know, five
yeah.
or 10 grand, but it was some good money on that race between the side
right.
bets, you know what I mean? And, you know, probably close to five between the side bets and the pot, right? So, Bucks, I said, Buck, you know, you call it because, you know, it is what it is. And if, you know, whatever you decide we're going to land on, he said, listen, I want a race. I don't want it like that. I'm calling no race. And let's get busy heads up because, you know, he was giving me the back tire first. So he's like, let's get busy heads up. So I said, well, damn, you know, that's the first time because the man could have walked with the money, right? So we got to get Buck a 100
right.
for that. And then, Albert, when we turned the wind light on, I went to his trail and said, Buck, you know, because you did some real shit, man, I'll give you some money back right now. Even though we won, I said, yo, I'll give you some money back right now. You get Buck on the show. He was like, nah, I don't want no money, man. You won fair and square. But he did some honorable shit, so I wanted to do some honorable shit. And that's what,
mm-hmm.
that's where, you know, that's what separates the men from the boys. Because at that point, it wasn't about the money, because that man did not have to run that race back.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, he would not take a dime. He would not take a dime. Would not.
That's
now, how many people you know carry like that?
Nah, I ain't going to go through that. I don't know too many at all.
You know what I'm saying,
right.
Joe? You've been in the game for a long time. And we won the Heads Up race, and I said, yo, I'll give you some money back right now because you didn't have to do what you did. And he was like, nah, no, sir. I don't get no real into that.
Hey, Fred, you got me out here doing service calls late at night, man. Took all my money. I'm out here doing service calls, man.
Hey, Big Mark had me scared of OJ. Big Mark had me scared of OJ, Fat Albert.
Yeah, he said you took his birthday money.
I ain't gonna lie to nobody. Just like I told you, I said, man, let's go down here and bust Fred in his ass and let's go home, man. I ain't not know I was gonna get that whipping, boy.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I told, listen, Albert, we had an issue we was working through, and we shook down. And you know, shout out to my team, Montana Lil Ricky. We worked them new car blues out. I think Avon's on here too. The team worked it out because it wasn't me. I was up there on the mic running my mouth, right? So the team worked the bugs out. And when they came around, I said, "Yo, we ready to go." I said, "Boy, Mark, I don't know what he's gonna do, but he's gonna have to go to get us because out there we feeling a little bit better than what we've been feeling." So we knew we had a little hot ride, you know what I mean? And shout out to Jason and Mark. I'm gonna tell you this for me, you know, it's always a plus when you can come away with a W. But this weekend was fun for me. I don't remember having that much fun at a track in a long time.
I said the same thing, man. I told Jason the same thing. I said, Fred, I took my money, but I still had some fun down here.
Yeah, we had fun, man. Like, it was good energy. You know, I was in Markham pit. They was in our pit. We went to Buck's pit. Everybody was having fun. Wasn't no animosity. Wasn't no BS. We were all competitive, and we still grudge racing, so we going to talk trash. But it was respectful, and everybody paid everybody, and everybody left happy, whether you won or lost. It don't get no better than that. We call that a good day in the office.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So basically, what
you know,
saying, Fred, the $20 they paid to get in there was worth it. They got the money's worth at that event.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Long Island Joe, did we have some fun?
Yeah, I couldn't play. I was up there laughing around. Look, and my son car was running bad. And shout out to Avon and them. I couldn't find no spark plugs, but they came through and had a set of spark plugs. And they, well, if you want to get that runoff, came through and we put them in. And that's what helped us
and
wake
Cookie,
it up.
And Cookie Monster turned the W on.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll say. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to shut up and let y'all go, and I'll just, you know, wait to see somebody want to bring some action. That's why, even though, you know, we're going to be competitive and grudge racing and all of that, but keep it a 100, right? Because you never know when you need somebody, and I don't care how much money you got, you're always going to need somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you want somebody to be able to help you.
And I offered Avon them for those spark plugs, and they wouldn't even take no money. Nah, just go ahead.
No, your money's no good, Joe. Shit, you've been feeding us for the last 10 years. Your money's no good.
I was like, wow, man. I was like, man, shoot, I'm happy to put these spark plugs in. I just told my son, well, we got to be in the lane at a certain time. We got to go ahead and go up there and do it. That's what he said. What do you think? I said, if you're right in the burnout box, keep going. That's what he did.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah, y'all got busy.
Right. Yeah, he did.
I'm
going to
tell you something, Albert. They be making some good money on the motor races, boy. Them motor races are just as exciting as the nitrous races. I'm telling you, money was flying everywhere on that race between Joe's son and old boy with the red car.
Dougie Fresh, I think. That was A-Ball's grab.
Yeah, Dougie Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out, and you know, guy came back and told us, you know,
his name is Dougie. He calls himself Dougie Fresh. He's real new to the game. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
He's trying to find his degree. And I'll tell you what, I put him in a trick bag down there, US 13, fucked him up with all three, and he come right back around. He shook my hand, paid me, and he's a good fucking kid. He's good for the game. He's the next generation.
Yeah, he is. He's good for the game, man. He likes to race. Hey, Ball, we're gonna name you the king of all three, motherfucker. This motherfucker gave more people all three in the last 2 months than I've seen in the last 3 years.
I just want good competitive racing.
Hey, Fred,
I think that give me all three.
Yeah, somebody got to give A-Ball. No, hell no. You almost threw me in a trick bag, and I'm about to – and I said, yeah, somebody got hey, Ball, you almost got – look, me running my mouth. You almost got me, boy.
I know. I forgot I slotted in there.
Man, for me,
oh, man. What I do, Big Mark?
Hey, Fred had a big trick bag for me. So when we went up to the line, you know, to go race, and this guy walked over to me and said, man, that Nova riding like that? I said, huh? He said, is that Nova riding like that? I said, Fred, put me in a trick bag.
No, Mark, we were better than what we were, man. We worked out my issues.
Yeah.
Y'all know how it is with them new cars. Y'all seen them struggling with the new car. You know, everything was completely new. Nothing on the car was ever on there before, so everything was completely new, and we finally got everything talking to everything.
I was talking trash to your brother.
Thanks, Joe.
And he wouldn't say one word. All he did kept looking at me smiling. I bet he was saying to myself, I'm going to show you something in a little bit, boy.
Yeah, look. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Let me give you a little history lesson that you don't know, Mark. So my brother Debo, my brother Bobby, and Jason, they got some history, right? So they've been going back and forth. So the last time they raced, my brother Bobby was in his Nova called Debo, and we were at Capitol, and Bobby was I think Jason had gave him the back tire or something, or maybe the one, and he was out there a little bit on him, and then as soon as his second kick came in there, like he went sideways and Jason shot past him. So Bobby said, I got to get him back. So it was some good competitive stuff with them because, you know, they got a little rivalry between the two of them. So they were having fun with that.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just fun, man. Hey, Joe, and Albert, y'all, it sounds like the races are starting to get up there for North versus South, right?
Oh, yeah. He's,
But Fred, don't you got something coming up?
I think it's
Fred?
Like 15 so far, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
but
wow.
Albert, you got to count, right?
When you're out, Fred. Then you got
to. Say what, Joe?
I think it's like 15 races
what,
so far. 15 races so far for North versus South.
Yeah,
now,
I haven't counted them up yet, but.
You're 24th and the 25th, right? You're the 24th and the 25th of September, Fred?
Yeah. We're 23rd and 24th. I think we're two or three. Is it what's that? 3 weeks before North versus South. Exactly 3 weeks before North versus South.
Yeah, I call it the triangle because you got Sammy, you, and then North versus South. If a motherfucker can't make their name sound good in a motherfucker's mouth on that triangle, those 3 dates, you done. Yeah.
If you don't get busy in that triangle, you ain't trying to race.
That's I'm trying to tell you, and that's what I call the triangle. Sammy, you
well,
and
how about this?
We're
gonna break it down for the next 3 weeks. Terrence has got up at Capitol this Saturday. He's got a radio day. I've been on the phone all day with Terrence this weekend. He said, I'll need radio cars. I said, you need to give us a platform to go fucking grudge racing. He guaranteed me Saturday they were gonna send some fast shit down through there. The following weekend.
Yeah, I think that's what Avon taught me. I think Avon said we're going to bed this weekend.
So we're going to have a live feed on Friday morning.
Oh, no, I don't believe
that. 2-3 cars going up there. Well, we're going to prove it to you. So just watch the live feed Friday morning. The following weekend is Sammy's race. That's where I'm going to be at up there at Island Dragway. I got Killer logged in for that one. Then we got Shore Showdown, which is, the 23rd and 24th down here at the hometown Freddy's race. So, you ain't trying to go to race, just you like to sit up in the garage.
Yeah,
because, the season's almost out, so it's officially get busy time now. You only got about
no
two
bullshit.
More months of racing on this end.
No bullshit. Y'all said it right. And all these
so
Terrence
is talking wrong. Look. So, let me, I'm not change dialogue, not to take anything away from North versus South or your race. But Terrence is really talking strong, and he's acting like he's listening to some people. He asked me to come up there Friday morning, see if I could lay down a number, and I said, you know what, you give me a track, I'll lay it down. There's a couple other cars coming, and we're going to be ready for Saturday, and let's just pray for grudge racing on the hill on Friday night.
Yeah.
Good report.
Listen, grudge racing on the hill on Friday nights, man, that's it don't get no better. See, Capitol actually is my home track. Capitol's only like 15 minutes from my house. And, that's where we started at, from a promotion standpoint. So it'd be good to get that feeling back.
So from a racer standpoint, I hung around for a couple years prior to me putting my truck together. And everybody in our crew said, Rob, you get ready to put a car together. And I said, I'm not until Capitol opens back up. And as soon as they made the announcement, 08 ball, somebody got to work on a little black S10 called 8 ball. And I told Terrence that several times. I said, now it's time for you to prove it to us. You really serious about good racing and no time racing? Then you play this down a goddamn surface and let's get fucking busy. So
that's right.
That's what we're trying to do. We're going to hold him. I told him today on the phone, look, if Saturday ain't what you say it is, I'm going to talk shit about you.
So,
hey, listen.
There we go.
I'd much rather ride 15 minutes instead of 2 hours, so I'm all with it.
Hey, man, I'd rather ride 2 hours than 15 minutes in my case and get up the capital and lay down the numbers like we used to be able to run. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, bro.
That's good,
you
man.
Do something on the 23rd or 24th up at Red Race, me and you?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I like it.
Who's that talking in the background, bro?
That's Big Mark,
so
OJ.
This is where I'm at. This is where I'm at, OJ. And this ain't just motion. I'd like to run across your ass for sure. But this is what I'm doing. I've got one race locked in off the trailer on Saturday morning. And I told Freddie, and this is, and I said, you know what, that's all I'm going to lock in prior to going to the racetrack. And I'm going to pick in, I'm going to go headhunting. So I'm going to go back to the way things used to be. I'm going to be a mouthy motherfucker in the staging lanes. And if you're there in the staging lanes, jump on me if I offer. But expect to give me a spot, because that's what I need from you.
Man, you see what Fred put on me? Ain't nowhere in the world. Man, you see what Fred put on me?
We got lucky, man. Hey, my brother beat Jason off with a tree.
Okay, so what's that got to do with my black truck? It ain't gold, is it, Freddie? And it ain't a Mustang.
I got you. I guess we talk about it, but what you think you might need?
Back tire and a brake.
I think we can make the move. We really might make that happen, but we'll talk about it when we get there.
I mean, seriously, Mark, look. So y'all know me. I'm not the kind of grudge racer to go out there and ask for a whole lot of shit. I ask for what I think I need. I'm not looking for a gimme race. That's the last fucking thing I ever look for.
I'll give you credit on that, A-Ball. You will race fair races.
Right.
I'll give you credit on that.
But, you know, look
right.
At
the What'd you feel you need from OJ? I didn't hear you.
Back tire and a kick from OJ. I might be able to handle it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, I'm going to see that.
Back tire the kick in the computer, something like that. I need something. You're just faster than I am. I saw you. I mean, that was one good thing I enjoyed about Sunday is I wasn't actually racing. I was up there ducking the 5-0 police. Trying not to get my ass locked up, and I was able to watch some cars.
Hey, Big Mark. Big Mark. I got one for you for the 23rd.
Yeah,
24th.
Go ahead.
Jason promised Avon his race back.
Man, I can't handle Tommy, man. Tommy too fast, man.
Shit.
I can't handle him right now. He's too fast for me.
Hey, Avon been getting his ass tore up. He done lost the last 6 or 7 races. He's getting his ass tore up here lately. I think trying me to slow down on him.
I feel so bad for Avon. I ain't even trying to lose him anymore.
Hey, see what I mean?
Hold on.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Listen up, Mark. You give me the kick and the clear. We'll lock it in right now for $1,000 at 3:00 on Saturday.
I like that.
I got to think about that. I got to make sure I had that converter in my hand. Just like my son said, you better make sure you got that converter in your hand before you keep locking up and talking this trash. Because the converter, man.
Hey, Mark, you my man, but you're doing the moonwalk. Goddamn, you're doing the moonwalk. Hey, ball's on your ass now. You're doing the moonwalk.
Make sure I had that converter. I'm going to make sure I have it in my hand by then. I know by October I'm going to have it, but I'm going to make sure I have it in my hand. When I got it in my hand.
Who'd you order from? PTC? Because I know a man down at PTC. I can have you converted tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, your whole tone is changing. Your whole tone is changing. I damn 8-Ball. He is in the lead for the grudge race of the year, and it's for a reason. Now, then, because he gets busy. Now, what you going to do? You going to barbecue a mildew.
Hey, Fred.
I left him in the stage, like you said. Unless I get the throw back of my hand before then, then I'm going to tap him on the shoulder.
Hey, Mark. Mark, I didn't ask you for a whole lot of money either. $1,000. You would do it for $500?
We do it for 500. I don't care. I just want to get wet.
You know what? You know what, Mark? Here's what we do. You raise 8 balls for that, and then
fuck we, because we talk a lot of shit. That's the only reason why I said a whole lot of money with Buckwheat, because he talk a whole lot of shit. Other than that, I raise for $300, $400, $500. Don't make me no difference. You know
so,
that.
Mark,
about this,
Mark,
what about
you give $8 gift, and then Try Me got a gift for you. Got a gift for you. You give $8 gift, and then I got a gift for you with Try Me. Now get
that
busy.
That sound like a show.
Fred, you give $8 his gift.
You know, Fred, soon as I get that converter.
Man, I'll have my man down there pick up PTC for you tomorrow.
I'll go get it. I ain't got shit to do. I got to be at Capitol on Friday morning. That's all I got to do next week.
Hey, Eight Ball's on vacation this week. He's going to pick it up for you. Hey, Mark, you give Eight Ball his race. You got the heads up clear.
Hold on, man. I got to get it fixed. I'm overnight. I don't need anybody to pick it up. You know, I overnight everything. So
I appreciate you guys.
OJ, you got the back tire with Try Me.
Ooh-wee.
Now get busy. That's a street car.
This is what I'm going to tell you, Mark. We're running Try Me slow, motherfucker.
Hey, Ball, you don't mess this up. And then listen, Mark, if 8 Ball done beat us the last couple times, I know damn well you ain't running from us with OJ. Now get wet.
I beat Try Me every time we got in the paint. And I ain't trying to knock 8 Ball. I just beat them. It is what it is.
You have, and we can't, and like
Fred,
I told you.
As soon as I get that converter in my hand, you're going to be the first guy I call.
Once you got the converter in your car, what's the race we're going to set? Let's get the race straight now, so that way we ain't got to struggle with that. We're going to give you the back tire.
The back tire from Try Me, and the brake in the back tire and the brake will fall.
I'll take the back tire, but you know what? If that's what it takes to get you out there, we got a guaranteed race. You got the heads up clear. I ain't even got to call, Yvonne. It is what it is. That's how we do it.
Get the word in my hand, Fred. You know, I'll call you. I'll show you the box. I'll take a picture and have it to you.
Hey, one thing for sure is I know you're going to keep it 100 with me. So that once you get your converter out of the lock.
Mark, that's all.
So when I was starting to have myself such a good time, I'm going to hang in there until the end of the season.
Yeah.
Look. A little $500,000 bet. Nobody gets in their feelings. Everybody's sick hands. Everybody's happy. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to make action, man. If not, I'm going to
bet
a bracket.
I'm in a bad little spot here. I'm going to just go back, bro. Got me out working.
So, Mark, that's what it is. You got, since you get your special delivery, that fast-ass PTC.
And this is what I'm
going to
ask of you, Mark. You got to make sure Jason Gray is driving, because I'm going to run across his ass.
Let me tell y'all, keep messing with Big Mark. Big Mark can drive, too, now. Don't let him fool you.
I just want Jason, because he keeps ducking me with that damn blue car of his.
Oh, yeah, y'all can try to get it. You can try to get it full of.
Hey, now, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello?
We can hear you, Mark.
Thanks. Hey, Albert.
Yeah.
When you talk to Avon, tell
Come
him
on,
I locked in a race for him.
I don't think Avon don't mind if you lock it in.
I think Avon's making that happen. That's how we do it.
Hey!
Hey, who else wants some smoke? We coming to US 13 Drag Queen to get busy. We coming to North versus South to get busy. Who else wants some smoke?
Hey, Fred, you keep setting up races. Don't be surprised I tap on your goddamn shoulder too again now.
Hey, I'm quite sure you are, Mr. OJ. And I'll be sitting there with. I'll be sitting there waiting for you.
I'm begging for the clear.
Rob, pump your brakes because I'm back to work now. I make some of these shows. I don't know which one it's going to be, but I'll let you know. If you got me on your mind, I got you on my mind, too. So just relax. Just relax.
Yo, that's my man.
Let me make sure I open that mic because I know they've been.
You got a good kid, okay? And I like you, too, Cliffy. This is what I'll tell you. At Freddie's event, I will give you all three things in drag racing for $100.
Oh, shit.
God damn.
Lock it.
There you go.
Lock it.
Hey, Cliffy, lock his ass in.
I just said lock it. L-O-C-K-I-T, motherfucker.
Lock.
There you go. There you go. See, that lock shows you I don't have to pay for no whole lot of money.
L-O-C-K-I-T. Lock it, motherfucker. Listen.
That's right, Cliff. That's right, Cliff.
Six o'clock.
Get busy.
No more to talk about.
And I'll post y'all's race.
All right.
Hey, I gotta give you credit about something. Don't let no money hold up no races. I like that.
That's right.
Oh no, Fred, I don't get nobody's way. Fred, nobody's way. Nobody's gonna get mine. See how simple that was? For that kind of money,
that's
shit, I like food stamps. What the fuck wrong with you? I love food stamps.
Hold on a second. Let me just make sure I get their mics in because I know if I don't pull them up, might not get in.
Hey, A-ball.
Write that down, Robert.
Hold on, y'all.
Joe's opening somebody up. Let him open them up.
And let me just make sure I open up everybody's mics. 443-4219, your mic is open.
All right. I'm just listening, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me just make sure I got this up. 757-756.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on now?
Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff. I need to come.
Yes,
hey, I need to come by my house tomorrow. Call me when you get off. I need to come by my house tomorrow, Thursday.
All right. What time you get off?
All right.
What time you get off?
Early.
All right. Just call me. I'll swing by there.
All
right. Hey, look, man, I need a large crab connector. I need a large – who's a large crab? Who got
what
him?
Do you need?
Who got
what
him? I need a large crab. Maybe about 5 bushels, a large crab.
Oh.
Hey,
Marvin,
a large crab.
Marvin's a warman.
Hey, A-Ball.
Who?
A-Ball. Is they falling in?
Marvin Blackwell.
Yeah, nah, he ain't got like what I like. I need large males, brother. I need 5 bushels for the rest of them.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, Blackwell.
Oh, Big Mark, hit me up. I got a connection for you. I got a connection from you.
Please, I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk. Hit me up later on. I got one for you.
Hey, speaking on that, hey, 8-Ball, you on here, 8-Ball, Rob?
Yeah, I'm on
here.
This is Jeff, man.
I was just watching the video talking about Marvin Blackwell. What the hell y'all doing in that fight?
I wasn't fighting. So let me tell you what happened. So it's crazy shit, man. I didn't understand it. So Marvin, I see him up in the lines. We talk a lot of snap back and forth. You know what I mean? I had him locked in for down there at Lions, Tigers, and Bears. I had him locked in. I had Pinky 2.0 locked in. I had Freddie locked in. And I had Soul Snatcher locked in. So I had Pinky 2.0 off the trailer. Then it was Marvin, Soul Snatcher, and then Freddie. So Dead President. So I went out there with Pinky 2.0, like second or third pair, and blew the tires off. So, I just and I'm not knocking Larry T. I just have never been able to make a good pass down there. So I decided I wanted to make a test pass. I changed some shit up on my suspension and went up there. That's when I went airborne. You guys remember that crazy-ass video? I still to this day can't tell you what happened. I landed on my front axle. I fucking come back around. I'm a little frustrated because I'm not used to going to the racetrack and paying deposits because my shit always works. I go down there. I pay Marvin his $200 or whatever it was deposit. I pay Soul Snatcher his little couple hundred dollars. I come up to you, Freddie. It was early, wasn't it, Freddie?
And I said, yeah. Get a good stuff.
You gave me $500.
Okay, so me and Marvin been back and forth a little bit on the lawn, you know, back and forth. Of course, you know, I tell him he's a crab catcher and all that other bullshit. You know, that's what he does for a living. So, you know, and I posted that video of him and Luck and, you know, smashing the crab or whatever and, you know, just having fun with him. Now, obviously somebody can't, you know, is a little sensitive. So I walked up to him. I said, "What's up?" And he immediately went fucking 10th floor on me. And I'm like, "Dude, wow." I'm like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "You're sitting down here at fucking Bridgewater, motherfucker, blah, blah, blah." I said, "I told you to bring that orange bitch to the lanes because I was late for Pinky. I paid him deposit. You remember that, Freddie? And I locked him back in. And then I said, you know, he was up there in the lanes. And I said, well, bring that orange bitch up here. I'll run you right now." And he didn't. So I called him out on that, and then he starts talking some crazy shit about how I wasn't supposed to make a shakedown between him and I, and we were off the trailer, and I said, no, me and Pinky were off the trailer, and then he just took it over the top. Everybody seems to think he smacked my phone out of my hand. He did not. I dropped it, okay? And, look, I walked off. He went over the top, and, look, 5-6 hours later, I walk over there. He's got that black Nova in the lanes. I said, "Marvin, can I show the car?" I said, "This is one of the prettiest cars on the property. I love a deuce." And he said, "Yeah, no problem." He apologized to me. I shot a light through the car, and that was that. Everybody else made a big deal of it except for me. I don't know.
Hey, you know what's crazy, Rob? You was up there with me the whole time, and I never knew none of that even happened behind me.
Right, because I just shook it off. I'm like, whatever, man, you know?
You called a goddamn man a crab catcher. What the hell is wrong with you, Rob? He gets oysters too. He catches oysters too. Goddamn.
Hey, Jeff, you're a crazy motherfucker.
So hold on. So one of the feeds or one of the posts, so up in Maple Grove, you were standing there, Freddie, when Willie Dog was talking about catching the crabs, you know, over in Europe, and he's scratching and all that other shit.
Yeah,
you remember that dialogue? It was funny as shit, man. So I had made a comment about he said he wasn't going to lock somebody in because he was trying to get a clean bill of health on suspect. And I said, "Yeah, what is it, got the crabs or something like that?" Somehow it came up, and I said, "Well, Willie Dog told you the solution, go to Rite Aid and buy the blue bottle or the red bottle, whatever the fuck it was." And he got up in his feelings about it. So I don't know.
Yeah, Marvin was on it. I think he was on the edge Saturday because as soon as he started his car up, I think, you know, I ain't going to put his business out there, but he had some type of catastrophic failure, you know, as soon as he started the car up. So I think that alone put him on the edge because he actually came to me and said that he wanted dead presidents with that orange Vega. I said, okay. You know what I mean? And then he started that car up, and then he came back and told me he had issues.
Well, he came back, well, right there in that dialogue, he said, "You left your truck on the Eastern Shore. You really not a grudge racer." And I'm like, motherfucker, this is the first time I've been to the racetrack all year, and I ain't had 3, 4, 5 fucking races locked in. I'm like, dude, I just come down here because I'm fucking tired. I hadn't been able to do any maintenance. I mean, I had 8 nitrous bottles, and my floor is still empty. Work takes over. You know, I got to pay for that shit somehow. So, you know, and I come down and you're right, Freddie. I had a fucking blast down there ducking the police. So,
yo, they were on your ass right now
with the fucking pinch goddamn ring and all this other shit. And I said, man, it ain't but one phone call a raise. There's a motherfucker over there that can load my truck up and have it here in 4.5 hours. And he just went over the top.
Yeah, Marvin was turned up Saturday. He was turned up.
Yeah, he was.
I normally don't. I haven't seen him like that normally.
No, I've never
Sammy,
seen him like that either.
Also, Sammy, your mic is open.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, we need
that's
some
another
more
one of my children.
We need some more jokers locking in some money tonight. We need one or two more jokers tonight. Let's get this shit going.
Sammy,
we need somebody
locked in. Clippy, are we really locked in for Freddie's race?
He said locked.
What's wrong with you?
Are we really locked in?
Look.
He said locked. Hey, Ron, what y'all say? 6 o'clock? I'm about to post it. He said locked.
Okay, 6 o'clock works for me.
Yeah,
hey,
Joe.
Okay,
hey, Paul.
Long Island, what's up, Long Island?
This is what's going on, Sammy?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, this is Tori. I just want to let you know that between you and Fred, y'all the real truth, man. You definitely race of the year because you've been showing your ass this whole year. So,
I appreciate it, Tori. I really do.
Anything that we had going and everything, yeah, you proved yourself 10 times fold. And, Freddie, that person is true, bro. She's clean and she rides.
Oh, wow.
Nice seats right there.
Thanks, man. I'm
Freddie,
just glad.
Hey, Paul, let me just say this, man,
and then I'll let you ask your question. I just got to give all the props to my team, man, because – I don't do nothing with the car. I'm gonna keep it real. All I do is wipe it off. I don't do nothing. You know, my brother Avon, he makes sure everything gets done to the car. My brother Ricky tunes it. My brother Bobby drives it, and my man Tommy makes sure the maintenance is up. So I got a badass team behind me. I actually don't do nothing but pay for it. So I'm just thankful for my team.
And you know what? And that's what's up. That's respectful, that right there.
Yeah, my track team, you know what I mean? My little brother CJ and James and Brian and the manager, they make me look good, really, because it's not me, it's them.
That president.
Yeah, you're always on the mic. You're always on the mic, so that's understandable. That's understandable.
Yeah.
I appreciate
one more
lock. Really? I really do. You know, that goes a long way, you know, because sometimes we get frustrated. You know, because I'm the polar opposite of Freddie, where I do everything to my car. I maintain it.
Yes.
I tune it.
Hold on. Let me open this one mic.
Down.
You got 90 seconds. 757-9032. Your mic is open also.
So my question for Freddie was, as I was admiring his wheels, I was wondering who polishes them, and he said he polishes them, and I was going to ask him if he could get his wheel polisher to polish mine. So, Freddie, I would really appreciate it if you polished my wheel.
You ain't right.
That's going to be hard for Freddie to put that mic down.
You ain't right.
I can polish my wheels. Because if it just were clean,
hey,
shit.
Mom, because you graduated for the year, I'll polish your wheels.
My man. We need a picture of
that.
Yep. Yeah, dead president is a clean-ass car. That's a clean bitch. Damn.
Whew.
Thank you, man. Hey, shout out to my man Copperhead. He laid it down on it.
Yeah,
that
motherfucker's
clean as hell, but it's damn show slow.
Oh,
who
shit.
Said that? It's all
show, no go. I said it was slow.
Hey, boy, don't do that. You know I owe your ass anyway, hey, boy.
It's slow.
Hey, listen.
We only got this year.
Yeah, you the only one to
no
get
way.
It.
Man, my man. You're going to wear that.
That's the way.
You're going to wear it, Fred.
I ain't even mad at you, man. hey, Rob, who was that to say she looked good but she's slow? Who said that?
Coming to the stage.
Somebody said it.
I didn't say that.
Who said it?
I said it. I said that car's clean, that shit run.
I said it.
That's raggedy ass Sammy. story.
Oh, that's
story.
That motherfucker, Sammy. Sammy, you keep running your damn mouth. What's up?
When I put my truck together, I didn't plan on doing as much as I did. I just wanted to go racing one weekend a month. And I wanted to go race Capital on Friday nights. And one thing leads to another, and just like I did when I was bracket racing, I started chasing it like a dog chases a bone. You know what I mean?
That's just addictive.
That's
worse
how
than
we
drug.
Ended up.
It's
it
just
is.
Worse than a drug.
You know, I told him. So, Aaron,
you
know, Silver Spoon.
You done fucked up now. You done fucked up now. You about to lose.
I done fucked up now.
Fucked up now.
Cliffy, if I lose to you, I will wear that forever.
Hey, Rob.
I will wear
that. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something though. Hey, Cliffy been taking out Bad Mouth Crew though. He took out Antoine. I guess you next.
Well, he's shaking. Yup, we all know that.
Where's that, baby?
Antoine, my boy. Look. I think I give him more shit about losing to Cliffy than anybody.
Hey, Joe, who else from up north is coming to North versus Smile for some smoke?
We got a couple new ones coming. They supposed to let me know. I'll be getting a video of them because they all said they want to bring their cars out. I know Mike Lang is trying to look for something again. He wanted definitely. No flex.
He hit me up today. He said he wanted something for Norfolk stuff.
Yeah.
He wants to get back.
Flex. Tense wanting something.
Who, Joe?
Definitely Red Rock and 10-speed. 10-speed took off for me. Man, look, he switched that bitch in high gear and he left me like he was on the wall off.
I got a duster coming with a small block in it. Look for action.
That one with Jason them?
No. That one's coming too. That one's too. That one's coming also.
Okay, I think you want an Avon.
That's a Chrysler motor in it. On nitrous. You're looking for action also.
I'm telling you, my opinion coming down. We want 4 to 6 races.
Damn. Hey, I like to see Cassius Clay versus Mike Lang.
You say you like to see what?
Yes. Cassius Clay versus Jackie Chan.
That'd be good.
Hey,
Big Mike's my man.
That'd be a good one.
Big Mike's my man, but I'm riding with Jeff.
Okay, so here's another one that crossed the desk today, Freddie. Richard Wilson said something about Jackie Chan also.
I'm going to tell you, he's going to go out there. Long as he still got oil pressure, he's going to go out there. I'm going to give him credit where credit is due. Richard Will Gamble. He ain't no grudge race for the year like that, but them boys will race as long as he got oil pressure. He's going to go out there. He'd rather prove his point than win money.
Correct.
I like Jackie Chan, though.
And him and his dad and them, they got a good family team going. They got a good program, and they got a good family program. His dad's real good people.
I don't know if Cassius Clay is coming that day because I know Jeff has got – I think Jeff has got 2 races with the Big Tox. I'm not sure if
yeah,
that's going to be.
Yeah, and plus Jeff got to get ready for that $100,000 race. He probably wants to save his oil pressure.
So what does Jeff have?
That $100,000 small block race at Orangeburg.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's
the weekend after. Jeff's going to try and win $100,000. Hey, Jeff, you going to win that $100,000 or what?
I'm going to try.
That's right. Got to give Richard Dye a try.
Oh, man. Got to be able to win it. 4-3-3-4. Your mic is open.
What weekend is Orangeburg? What weekend is that, Jeff?
October 22nd. We'll be right after North First.
Help Jeff.
Who's that, Swizzle?
No.
$100,000.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Swizzle?
Yo, what's going on, man? Someone gave me a call and said that Butchie Woods talking real greasy. And he might want to do something for Galat. So if he want to lock something in for Galat, you know, I'm here.
Oh, hey.
You can speak on it.
Hey, Swiss.
What's
going on, Swiss?
All right now.
What's up?
Woody Wood.
Yeah, fuck you, Swig. I'll lock your ass in. Fuck you.
Uh-oh.
But what you waiting
yeah.
for?
I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. Whoop me. Now, take that.
Right there. Ask me, man. Look. All right. So what? Small blocks, no bars, 10-5 tires, nitrous apiece.
Say that
right?
again.
I said small blocks, nitrous, 10-5 tires, no bars, apiece. G body, you know, your G body and my G body. Heads up.
Yep, heads up.
As long as you got a small block, I don't give a fuck who small block you got in there. But you
what
know.
What else am I gonna have? What else am I gonna have?
Well,
I don't
know,
own no other than small block.
Well, we don't need to go all of that, man. So we can lock in 2 weeks before the date. All right, and the only reason I'm going to lock it in is because I plan on taking my car to Sammy's show, and if I don't want to, you know, have to pay a deposit or whatever, but I'll definitely lock you in at the Sammy's show. So,
yep.
You know.
No problem.
You can go on with your tirade about Mount Vernon and all that other stuff. Plus, you've been ducking me too long.
Yep. Make sure you bring your campaign manager. Make sure he comes. Bring your campaign manager.
Who's his campaign
hey, you
manager?
Got a campaign manager. Fucking Hollywood.
That's
your campaign manager. That's all he talk about.
What's he talk about?
Talking about Colorado Hamilton.
All he talk about is that blue Regal.
And what about it?
I'm just saying, that's all he talk about is that blue Regal. Oh, I get Darren to do this. I get Darren to do that.
No, can't nobody get me to do nothing but me. You know, so and
yeah, that's right.
You know how I roll, man. I'm a one man gang. I don't have a whole bunch of crew
no
and
problem.
Stuff like that. I'm a one man
no
guy.
Problem.
So we'll lock in for like I said, maybe 2 weeks before or right after Sammy's show. Like I said, I just wanna make sure I don't hurt the car, and after that I'll lock you in, run your heads up. That'll give me a reason to come down a lot. And
no problem.
You know, I'll be looking forward to get this off. Don't let your manager Kevin Hunt stop this race like he's done before. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
So
again,
make this happen.
Oh, that's bad.
Damn.
You know what I mean? But before it was, he wouldn't let Butchie Woods lock me in until I run him. And I thought that was some bullshit. That was real race stopping shit. So now y'all heard.
My man been a little under the weather, so it is what it is. That was the past. This is the present. Let's get this shit on, brother.
All right.
I don't give a fuck.
Busy,
fuck
busy,
out.
That's what I'm
like
talking
that.
About. We can get this off. We'll definitely get this race off. Don't, you know,
yeah.
I'll do my best to save the car to come down there, but I'm definitely going to get to your ass.
Make sure. Can you do me a favor? I know you probably ain't going to do it because, you know, like you said, you're your own one-man crew. But I wish you could bring them the other boy not doing with you so I can finish his ass off.
That has nothing to do with
it. Yeah, Nardone.
Man, he had
a
problem at Maple Grove, man, so he might
yeah,
not
I don't deal with other people's camp. That's, you know, we out of the same state.
Don't worry. I'll call Rohan and try to get them to come. Call Rohan. I got his phone number.
Yeah, well, you need to be dealing with me first because, you know, that's
don't worry about that. As long as I lock you and you ain't got nothing else to worry about what I do, but nothing else.
Well,
I told you, I'm trying to fuck the whole town up. I'm trying to fuck the whole town up.
Deposit, man. I'm going to be pissed the fuck off. Don't have me come all the way down there for a deposit. I'm letting you know that now. I want the race off. I don't want a deposit. I'm telling you now. I don't want a deposit either.
I don't want no deposit.
All right.
And
that's
then that's not the whole pot.
Let me show you, Mr. Big Zuck, going to take his ass this time.
No, we're gonna we'll like I said, after Sammy's race, we'll do the steps and you know, the locking and all that other shit, because we're gonna have 500. Because if you pay the I need someone to pay for my trip down there. You know, I hope they don't have a problem.
Hey, Swizzle getting busy out there, and he just flipped eight ball over.
Swizzle. So you gonna give me a chance to win my traveling money back when I get up there to Island Dragway?
You sure will.
Man, look, so tell them who went down, Swizzle. I jumped in your ass in the staging lanes and put some pressure on you and offered you all three, and next thing you know, I'm getting fucked up.
That's the short version, but what happened was we were going to make a shakedown, and we had every intention that after we made the shakedown, we were going to come tap you on your shoulder. Jason brought the car up to the line before he could open the door to get out the car. Badmouth crew had surrounded my car. next thing I know, Jason called me on the phone and said, "Yo, we run an eight ball." He gave everything in drag racing. I said, "Oh well, I guess we'll make a test shot on him then." So, you know, that turned out we had all kinds of problems, man. We was going to try to run you up that night. You was over in your fucking kidder having a temper tantrum, man. I was like, damn, let me just get out of here and hopefully I don't get hit by a phone.
So let me tell you the phone story. So we're right. We did what Bad Mouth Crew does. We got you in the staging lanes. We put the hustle on your ass, and next thing you know, and you're in the... So what happened was I had this phone behind my nitrous bottle, and when I took off out of there on that last hit, the nitrous bottle slid out the holder because I was turning my truck so fast, it crushed my goddamn phone.
Damn.
Hey, boy, you might have did all that. But I don't know about the truck moving so fast.
My shit's slow, but it's 60 foot like a motherfucker. So, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, Mark, what happened was when Jason cut up out of there, that made him nervous.
Yeah, he did. You know, so, look, at the end of the day, Swizzle, it was a good race. I mean, look, all three of the races I had that afternoon, we were all within 3 feet. When does that happen in grudge racing?
No, you know, I can't take nothing away from you, but I don't know what the fuck made you think you were going to get away with all three. Because if I made a test shot and seen the problems I had, that's why I said, you know, at Island, I'll run you heads up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Heads up
it is. I'll take that race.
I got,
because you
I,
know
I,
what
I
did at this disadvantage at Island?
Huh?
I said, hey, heads up race is a good race at Island because I'm at the disadvantage. You know, I've never been to Island before. So.
Oh, shit.
At the end
like
of the day, my week.
Saturday, be in the lane.
Hey, ball,
your
truck will go down any track.
That ain't true. What'd you say, Swizzle?
4 o'clock
Saturday.
Right off the ramps.
Nope. Well, no, I can't do that because I got Dawn at some point during the day, and I can't commit to that because I don't know what the race is with Killer. So I can't remember what time.
You're,
I think.
Hey, ball, you're a Killer off the ramp?
I got to go back and look at the post. I can't remember.
We'll work it out.
Yeah. Ain't no problem.
I'm not hard to get. I'm definitely
not.
Yeah,
hard, I'm
not hard to get. You know, so I know you're not. So, you know, we'll make that happen. You know, we'll put up a deposit on, so that way you guarantee.
Yeah, we got to do that. We've been at the racetrack. I'm coming. Work the when we get
Your word is good enough for me there. You know what I mean? I said, you know, I have a lot of respect for the game, the way you run your program. You do a lot of shit I wouldn't do, but I damn sure respect watching you do it.
Hey,
I do
a lot of stupid shit. That little ugly monk, he got some shit with him, but his word is good.
No,
that's
no,
right.
Definitely.
Keebler elf looking mama with him. Yeah.
Now, what does EP call me? Gilligan, that's what the hell it is. Gilligan.
Yeah.
That's
crazy, yo.
Yeah. EP is crazy.
He's
up in his feelings.
You ever seen a copperhead with an orange in his mouth?
No, I haven't.
You're going to see one when we come up here in Delaware. A copperhead with an orange in his mouth.
Oh,
Mark,
didn't he have some experience with copperhead this weekend?
Huh?
Say what?
I said, didn't you have some experience with a copperhead this weekend?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we cut his head off.
You just got pinched on the tail. You the head. He's still moving around.
He's still moving around.
He's still flopping.
Hey,
he's
Big Mark,
moving
eight
around.
Mark,
I do have some shit with me, Freddie, but this is what I'll tell you. My mouth is bad. I get in the fucking paint, and I never lie, and I fucking go home happy. How about that?
Gotta give it to him.
Hey,
gotta give it to him.
Doing the moonwalk a while ago.
I don't know, man. I think he's scared a little bit.
You sound nervous?
What'd you say, Freddie?
So, Freddie, what do you say? If you're nervous, go to Sunday service. Well, I go to church down there every Sunday morning. If you want to come with me to church on Sunday morning, I'll even put a $20 in the plate and get build confidence if you like that race in.
Hey, Big Mark, let me find out you're scared of 8-Ball.
He is scared. He didn't lock it in.
I told you I'm still out here working. I didn't hear what y'all said. I told you I'm still working. What do you say? I didn't hear what he said.
I said 8-Ball got you nervous. You might as well go Sunday
service.
No, service.
Once I get that converter in my hand, we're going to lock 8-Ball in. The kick in the back time to kick. Once I get that converter, back time to kick.
You got 3
Man,
weeks
look,
to get that converter.
In 1987, Michael Jackson was a bad motherfucker doing that moonwalk. But that shit done wore off because it's 2022.
Oh, shit.
He's reckless with that. He's reckless with that mouth.
Head up clear. Nah, Mark. You know. Come on, Mark.
A-Ball going to give me the head up.
What is that, A-Ball?
Nah. I need the kick in the clear. Or the back tire in the kick. That's what it was. The back tire in the kick. That's what I need.
That's what I said. You got the back tire in the kick.
Back time to break. That's a good race. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I know you're scared, Mark, but that's really a good race.
No, he's going to get that. I just told you. Hey, once I get the converter, I'm going to show you the box that the converter can get, and then we'll lock that money in. That ain't a problem, and I'll take that head up
I ain't calling you a liar, bro. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just calling you a moonwalker.
All right. Well, moonwalker then. I ain't saying to be a moonwalker. That's what you will call me. But I bet you see a point in his mouth and he's going to press and squeeze it on your head.
Hey,
I scared my legs, Mojo.
Hey, 8-Ball.
Yeah.
Gordo told me he's bringing Kodak Black to Del Mar, and I told him it's my job to get him fucked up, too.
Well, you better be careful, Freddie, because I might get behind the wheel of Kodak Black.
Then you're going to get fucked up then. This is what it is.
Oh, shit.
How you like them apples?
How about this, Freddie? I drive OJ. Mark drives my truck. And he gives me. See where I'm going with it.
I know where you're going with it.
Right.
Yo, Fred.
I like it.
Yo,
I just like that car, Mark. I just want to run across it.
Fred Wheatley, that you?
Yeah, who's that?
That's Swizz, man. What's up?
Who is it?
That's Fred Wheatley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, man, their president's looking good, man, in that
thank
time
you,
period, man. I like that car, man. That car really looks impressive. Just the way it sits and everything. That's a nice-looking ride. And it works.
Thank you, man.
I'm finally glad it's coming around, man. That car is definitely coming around. It's a real nice-looking car, man. Clean and everything. I like that shit, man. I got to be honest with you. Not that I'm sucking up, but to me, that was my most favorite car on the property Sunday. I just like the way that shit looked. I like that silhouette. I like that silhouette in the rear windshield and shit. The way the gold glistens off the light. Yo, that shit is nice, man. I'm gonna tell you, my strategy is,
I'd rather be clean and slow than just the opposite. Avon and them get on me all the time. They're like, man, all you worry about is keeping the car clean because that's really all I care about.
That's clean.
That's why I said. That's why I said, you know, clean.
Between Fred and Bigfoot, Marcus, those are two clean ass cars right there. Bigfoot, those are two clean ass cars. Oh shit, those two.
Okay, so you know, Mark, Bigfoot's in my camp, and this is what I'll tell you: that car's clean on top, that car is cleaner underneath. I'll tell you that for a fact.
Yeah, I know that car. I would agree with that.
The guy
who owns that car,
he put that car together nicely. Yes. So that car is a very personal build for Mr. Ken. And I don't want to put all the information out there, but Ken was, when he built that car, he needed a distraction. And he built that car in love is what he did. And that man loves that car. Like,
it shows, though. All you got to do is look at it.
Like, he loves his wife. Let's put it that way. That's a clean automobile. And I tell Marcus all the time, it's an absolute privilege to drive that car. And Marcus, you know, he says the same thing. Every time we talk about him driving that car, believe it or not, Marcus Wongus gets fucking humble and says, you know, I'm grateful for every opportunity I have to get behind the wheel of that car.
Yeah, it's a bad
I walk past dead presidents, man. That motherfucker looked like it was glowing in the dark.
It does. It's a beautiful car, Freddie. Why do you think I asked him to push my wheels? Because the bitches were banging down there on that line.
And it's not an 8-ball. You know, and this is what people don't know. I have built 10 race cars in the last 15 years, right? And a lot of it's been in my wheels, but this car, I said, this is my last hoorah. Like, I'm over it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to really take my time and do it the way I envision it to be. Because I'm tired of building cars and, you know, tired of spending crazy money.
That last hoorah is bullshit.
I think the only reason that it really...
That's what Freddie... You hear what Sammy said? Sammy said that last bullshit, Freddie.
Hey, Sammy, I'm running out of money, man. It's got to be the last one.
I said that was crazy, Freddie. Dead Presidents is one of my favorite movies, and that motherfucking silhouette and that rear window, that shit is so fucking bad. That rear silhouette of... The rings tape, that's a badass fucking decal right there. That shit is bad. I love
that.
You
know, so I'm going to make a deal with you, Freddie. I'll wear a Dead President's t-shirt at your show if you wear an 8-ball t-shirt up there on the microphone.
I will.
Hmm.
I will.
Oh, wow. Damn.
I will. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you all a quick piece, and then I'm going to shut up and listen. It's more Mustangs, right? This was my thought process. It's more Mustangs, I would say, than any other race car in the game, and we all know why, right? So it's like, what the hell can I do to get this car in a class by itself? with so many Mustangs on every property you go on. So that was so the small detail that you see, that's what I was thinking. When, like, how in the hell can I get away from all these other Mustangs with this car?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
That definitely,
well, you stepped off a lot of bumpers, that's for sure.
You definitely see it, because to me, I'm
not
one thing. I'm not one that really Mustang, but that Mustang really impresses me just on the way it looks. You know what I mean? That it really does. It really impresses me just on the way it looks. You know what I mean? I love that black, that gold, the chrome rims. That dead president's decal that takes up the whole back window. That shit is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out anybody.
Hey, I give a shout out to my brother Avon on that one because he made that happen for me.
So I'm not a Mustang member, but I will say this. My favorite Mustang is Silver Surfer, of course. It's clean, it's simple.
Oh, it's capped up.
Yeah, that bitch is bad. Ain't nobody going to take nothing away from my boy Aaron. That's the prettiest, one of the prettiest cars I've ever seen. My second favorite one is Dead Presidents. I like the metal in the paint. The wheels are clean. The graphic, you're absolutely right. I was very impressed with that. My third one is Black Ice.
All right, y'all making me – y'all put me to sleep on this jacket. Talking about how pretty a car is and all that bullshit.
Well, look, Fred, this is what I am going to say. Dead Presidents is slow as shit.
Right, there we go. Get back to talking shit. Y'all talking about how pretty this is.
Hey, Rob,
that's a true statement. That's a good report. That's a, it's definitely
true. Hey, hey,
but
bro, everybody up here talking about how pretty that motherfucker is. I'm going to snatch the paint off that bitch.
Oh, they're going to show him.
Who's that? Did I hear sure enough say he's going to snatch the gold metal flake off that bitch?
Man,
you need a paint job, sure enough. You need a paint job. That shit looks raggedy.
Man, fuck you, because you won't go out there. But Dead Presidents look like a goddamn 1980s TV flow model when I get done with them. That bitch gonna be black and white.
Rob,
your motherfucking mouth so bad, Rob. What you need to go out there, motherfucker?
I need all three. Everything.
He ain't getting all three, so pick something.
Oh,
all
I like
three.
It. My boy's showing up spicy.
Hold on, Sean. I'll take your emotion out of this for a second because you're emotional, motherfucker.
Man,
so
shit, you
this?
A goddamn lie.
No, I'm exactly right. So you pay me deposit on the kick and clear, the one and one. So now you have found something. Now you ride a little bit. So now I need all three from you. That's what I need.
Hey, hold on.
Because ain't nothing changed.
You're hanging out with your homeboy too much. You're lying. I never gave you
a kick. No, actually, I talked to him.
That race is 1-1. The same thing I'm offering you now. That race is 1-1.
Well, okay. Easy enough, Red Rock.
Hey, sure enough, here's what I got for you.
Because you ain't all steel, all glass like I am. You ain't street driven. You're not tagged and insured. You ain't full interior. You're not full body. You're a full-blown fucking race car.
Listen.
That being said, I've got a pair of balls, I need all three.
For one, I do drive it on the street.
Hey, Rob, remember when we showed Big Mark a while ago? I damn now you sound like Big Mark. You sounding nervous.
So, right, this is what you can do.
Shit.
You can love on me, but you're not going to put me in the trick bag. So I know what I know. E.T. is E.T. Sure enough, I found something. He got his car running again, and I gave him mad respect when he beat fucking Holy Ghost. I can't beat Holy Ghost himself, so why am I going to take the 1-1 from a faster car? I need all three.
That man gave me the back tire, dog.
Sit still for one minute. Hey, show enough. You know, you was talking fly to me on the lane, so here's what we'll do. We'll run a mob town train on your ass.
There you go.
Dead Presidents, we already locked in. you know me, for five on our number. Albert already got our money, and if you want to turn that up, you can. Uh-huh. Totally up to you. But then we'll also take Try Me and give you the back tire and fuck you slam up. Now get bit. Now get wet.
Hey, hey, listen. Damn.
Now
on
get
my
wet.
Mama.
Now act
oh,
like
mama.
You're really a bear. Act like you're really
hey.
A bear. We'll fuck you slam
hey,
up all
hey,
weekend long.
You heard that, right? I get the back tire. You heard that, right?
You know,
yes,
right?
I heard
I put
it.
The money up
I
right now. You want me to send $500
look,
more
look,
right
look,
now for
look,
Try
look.
Me?
I'm gonna put the money up a week before the race.
No, what's any different than dead president? We can spend the same $500 right now.
You take Freddie's deposit on that, and you put my $500, my $1,000 that you're holding for me on Freddie's race. I'll pay the deposit, Freddie, for you. How about that?
Now get wet. Hey,
listen. I swear on my back kids, I take that race all day long.
You got them back
tire
with the
motherfucking turbo queers. The motherfucking turbo quiz up there in class races
hey,
in the goddamn no time group talking shit. Listen,
hey listen,
Fred, I'll take that race.
Yes, sir.
I'll take that race. But I'm changing a lot of things right now, and I got money in a bunch of different
places.
That's
your problem.
You know what I'm saying? I just had to close the whole business. You know what I mean? Behind some bullshit. So,
okay, that's respect.
I will lock that race in. I promise you. If we can verbally lock in that a week before we'll put the money up, that's locked. I will
locked.
Take that race.
I'm doing that. You're locked. And Albert
right,
you deep man,
so,
here's
so,
the
so.
Race.
Better yet, hold on. Let me get my glasses.
Hold on.
A-ball. I got to write this down.
Hold on, A-ball.
Let me get my glasses. Hold on. Let me write this
down. Hold on, A-ball, you hold still while I hit this cat real quick. Hold on. We about to pluck this duck. Hold still. And then somebody get some soy sauce and some duck sauce. We about to pluck this duck.
All right, go ahead. Try Me.
Try Me versus Shona.
Luca
and he got here's what we're gonna do. He got the back tire. Right? 8 mile, pro three, track rules, 3 bubbles of race, same good stuff. And this is what we do for you, Shona. We'll do your ass straight off the ramp. You call the time.
3 o'clock, straight off the ramp.
Straight off the ramp, 3 o'clock. And what's that? Do you want the same number or do you want to make it something different? I'll let you call it.
It's going to be something different. It ain't going to be the same number because I'm trying to get somebody else too. I really want that motherfucker Orange Nova because they was up here talking shit last week.
He's going to be down there, but let's make it straight. Hold on, y'all. Let's finish this one off. Hey, sure enough, we'll make it light. We'll make it 3 on 15 or better.
That's a bet. I'm good with that.
That's what it is.
Hold on. So it's Saturday at what time?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, off the ramps. Straight off the ramps.
Off the ramps.
Okay, hold on.
And what time is our race, Albert, with Shona? With dear president?
Hold on, Fred.
I think we like 7
this
or something.
Try me.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock and y'all running for how much y'all running for?
3 on 15 or better.
300.
Okay.
All right, so it's Try Me versus Luca Brasi. Luca gets the back tire at North versus South Saturday at 3 o'clock, 3 on 15. Track rules. Is that right, Brad?
That's right. Straight off the ramps.
Straight off the ramp. Oh, straight off the
ramp. Straight
Showing
off the
up,
motherfucking ramp.
Lock. Put the money up a week
all
before.
Right, you're going to put the money up a week before, right?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You put the money up out of my money that you're holding. And when they put the money up, you can reimburse my money. Make sure that's just
Okay, I can do that too, but I got to get his money too, Rob. It's not just – I can't just have one money and don't have the other one. So I'm going to put the money up. Showing up.
Hey,
I'm
looking for three, up. Rob. You can be number three.
I could be.
Hey, Fred, you already know how we rock, man. On another level, like at the starting line last Sunday, you know, I was talking shit. That's just us with the grudge talk bullshit.
Man,
you
we just having
we
fun,
rock,
man. Dog. I ain't taking nothing personal. We was having a good time, man. It was good to see you.
Hey, Fred, you and Sean up running at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Okay, so we Try Me and showing up at 3 and dead presidents and showing up at 7.
Yep.
Okay, that's what it is. Get busy.
All right.
Who's next? I have somebody else.
Hey,
tomorrow.
Hey, showing up.
Hey, we bagging and tagging.
I got a text showing up. Showing up, I got a text. It said, we also heard ODB got everything in racing for 2022. That's the text.
Man, listen, we already talked about that. I'm not even about to go into that. I'm not entertaining them. I'm not going into that unless it's ahead of race. The only motherfucker from Bad Mouth Crew can get something from me is Rob. And he's on the phone, and that bitch got 1-1.
Whoa, I said 1-3.
End of discussion. Any discussion. And Rob, I like you. You're the only motherfucker
what kind of way you giving them 1-1, though? Showing up, is it the back time or is the break in there?
Man, this ain't New York. We from below the Mason-Dixon
line. Okay,
The 1-1 I got, there's no break.
okay.
I agree with you showing up on that. Fuck that New York bullshit.
No, I like that.
Real
shit.
Showing
up,
you got
everything
in drag racing. I'm sick of you.
All three.
Who said I got
all three?
Showing up, you got
who
all
said
three.
That?
Fred got all three.
I said I need all three.
And Friday got all three.
Hey, Sammy.
Sammy,
what,
sit your ass down in the corner in your room till you get oil pressure. We told you you're not allowed to talk on these shows no more.
Hold on.
Your
let
ass
me finish,
get
let me,
oil
let me
pressure
finish.
With your renter
fast,
race car Sam. Ass having. We're sick of you.
So Fred and Sean have y'all put it up a week before, man.
Yeah, I mean, I would put it up right now, but Sean said he got something going on, so I'm good with that.
Okay.
And I'll put up the money right now, Fred.
Fat Albert,
Sammy, sit your ass down while
Fat
we
Albert,
get
it
together.
Take my money and take both your
Ricardo
deposits.
Ricardo
Horsen
killed
sure
that president.
Okay, if that's what you want, Rob, no problem. Yes, sir.
Yep. Because I want to make
all
sure
right,
that race gets off.
All right, so Sean,
okay,
Rob,
Rob just put up the DPs for
hold on. Hold on, y'all. Let me get this straight. Sean up and Fred. Sean, I mean, shit. Rob is putting up y'all deposits, so both of y'all owe him $300. He done... Because
yep.
I got some money that he just going to hold for him. He said, Albert, just use that money, and I'm paying for both of their DPs. So y'all just owe him when y'all see him.
So y'all are officially locked, y'all.
Y'all are locked.
Locked.
Yes, sir.
That's cool.
Showing up, you good with that? Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Rob,
I know how we do it.
Okay, Rob. I heard you, but I had to make sure both of them agreed to it, Rob. That's all.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, showing up, so he's good.
So you owe me $300. Freddie shaking it, so I need to get $600 from him.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, good luck, Rob.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah.
I like how you came off of mute and got busy. Now, who else got him next? We ready to get busy. Somebody else came off of mute other than Sammy.
I'm sick of you.
Who's sick of me?
Somebody put a text out.
Somebody put a text on that deposit, Sammy.
Rob, I just got a text. Somebody said, so all that $30,000 in the safe was a lie.
Albert, who had $30,000 in the safe?
Hey, hold on. Wait, listen. Since motherfuckers want to count my pocket, that is just. I don't touch that at all. That just keeps building. That ain't got shit to do with gambling.
You know what?
Got shit to do with my race car. Not to mention, I just got a raise 2 weeks ago. My old lady just made a whole other rank. She in the military. So that's like another $900 a month on top of what I get anyway.
Let me give you some good shit, man to man. You ain't got to explain your household to nobody.
Hey,
you ain't got to explain your household to nobody, bro.
Stop that bullshit. Don't nobody want to hear all your personal business on this show, man. Cut that shit out.
Yeah, you ain't got to explain nobody that. Hey, showing up, this is Big Fred. Don't ever feel compelled to ever have to explain your livelihood to another man. Fuck him.
Correct.
Fuck him.
Straight up, you 100% right.
Let me tell you something. I grew up with no running water in my fucking house. So, you know what, man? You ain't got to prove shit to nobody. How about
that's
that?
That's real.
I lived in the projects my whole fucking life.
Well,
my whole life I lived in the project. Goddamn it, that's why my life I was home right now.
With that being said, sure enough, at the end of the night, can you lay your head down and go to sleep comfortably because your family's taken care of?
Very comfortably.
That's all that matters.
There you
go. I'm sure ain't nobody on this motherfucking phone grew up with no fucking silver spoon in their mouth, so it ain't important. It ain't necessary for nobody on this phone to have to explain shit to nobody about their finances. Motherfucking want to say you
report,
doing
Ricky.
This, you doing that,
report,
you ain't
Ricky.
Got this, you ain't got that. Let them think that shit.
Hey,
I tell you what though,
I ain't up here speaking for nobody else's car. I ain't up here speaking for nobody else's car, and I got my own motherfucking car, and that bitch ain't no motherfucking slouch, because anybody ain't gonna jump on me. So that should tell you all you want to know.
You got everything. No, right, listen. The last time I seen your car, sure enough, your car was riding, bro. You know what I mean? The last time I seen your car was riding. And we're going to talk that shit to you. We know we ain't no easy walk, but we just trying to flip your ass over.
Bud got everything
already.
In drag racing.
And I love that. I love that. That's what I'm
saying.
No,
his car's riding. His car's riding.
I love it.
That's why everything is drag racing.
I made it do
that. I'm sick of your ass. Hey, Long Island Joe, I thought we asked you to permanently mute his mic until he gets some oil pressure himself and stop renting all these damn race cars. I'm sick of his ass.
Oh, damn.
I got oil pressure. Don't I have oil pressure?
Hey, Sammy.
Yes, he does.
Hey, Sammy, what's the fastest thing on my car?
So, let me read you a text message.
The fastest retard on showing up car is those wheels.
Why the wheels?
That
showing up must ain't hear the tips you gave him. I know he must ain't hear you when you told him what he had. Nah, I asked them.
Yeah,
he said, what's the fastest on my car?
What's the fastest on your car?
I couldn't hear you.
I understand what showing up says. He asked me what's the fastest thing on his car, right?
That's an inside joke between me and Sammy. Every time he sees my car at the racetrack, he say that.
Hey, Sammy, sit your ass down in the corner somewhere.
Fat Albert, I'm offering Fred and Try Me everything in drag racing.
You tell me the car and no ghost car. You tell me what it is and we'll go out there. Tell me what it is.
It's a four-eyed Mustang.
Man, see, I ain't going for that dumb shit you got going on. You know we race. Listen, I'm going to tell you one good thing. Motherfucker, if you think that you just going to put me in anything, you fucking crazy. I pride myself in not thinking of motherfucker.
But wait a minute. I thought you related to ODB. So it had worked somehow, some way that way.
Man, I ain't related to no motherfucking body, but Mob Town and Ballot Boys racing.
Oh, shit.
Like, can I be the redheaded stepchild? Just a beach.
Sammy, we're going to get Sammy. I was sick of him.
Hey, Fred can be related to Fire Heart. Hey, listen. Fred can be related to the Fire Heart because I snatched that motherfucking paint off that bitch.
I hope you're wrong, brother.
I fucked Sammy up so bad last Friday night, man. He don't even know his name.
Oh, man, that was unspeakable shit you did to him, Rob. I was glad of it.
Well, Sammy jumped in the fire. He took them 9-1
like
odds.
Like he always does.
He did. And then he said I could take the car and go get ice cream in it.
Listen, that's a beautiful car. The only thing good about Sammy is that good-ass lamb he cooked. The rest of it, he ain't shit
God.
Other than that.
So look, I had the privilege of going back to Sammy's camper Saturday night and sitting down with his wife and his kids and eating that lamb and that white sauce.
Oh,
and
he's got a beautiful family, and they treat you like family.
Man.
He just ain't shit.
100%. Sammy ain't worth a shit. But
I wish y'all stopped saying white sauce.
Give it a name.
But the name is white sauce. That's the funny shit about it.
I asked the lady.
The name of it is White
Sword. Beautiful lady. I said, I'm so sorry you have to be married to him. But that White Sword. Is that a fact, Sammy? Didn't I apologize for you?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Opposites attract. Opposites attract. That's how they get along.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what?
Definitely.
Sammy's all right for an old bald-headed motherfucker.
We got both bald-headed.
He is. And you know what's, you know what's bad about him, Rob? The motherfucker look like he's about 73, but he's only about, goddamn, 40.
I know, he's like 50, like my age, man. I know, look, I look like I'm a
bummer. Look like he's just turned 73. Fuck that Sammy no good, Sammy good, Sammy White Sauce. Fred, you got everything in drag racing, North versus South. You weak bitch.
Show
me the car.
Hey, Freddy,
weak.
I think he's serious. I think he's serious, Freddy.
Hey, Sam, you want to get me an Avon you, so bad you want me don't show know you what to car? Do to
Hey.
You want
Sammy,
me,
fed
you
out, now
you want to
race y'all.
1986 Mustang Coupe.
Freddy.
Huh?
I think he's serious.
You fed y'all, now you want to race y'all. That's how they go.
I got to see the car. I ain't playing with Sammy.
Freddy, can you
Google
do me a favor?
1986 Mustang.
Man, fuck that shit, Sammy talking.
Hey, Freddy, I got a question for you.
Freddy,
I've not put on some good shows for you this year. Have I put on some good shows for you this year?
You said, have you what this year, Ron?
I said, have I stepped up to the plate and swung that baseball bat, put on some good shows for you this year?
Yes, you have. Every
okay.
show we've
do
had.
Do me a favor.
Yeah,
that's right. Do me a favor and lock Sammy in for North versus South with all three.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I got to drive you. Nah, hell no. Nah. I got to know what's going on. Listen, if here's what I'll tell you. Sammy showed me that car, showed
okay.
enough. And I, because you know, it's not too many cars that I don't know. I'll lock his ass in. I'll send Fat out with that money fast as he can goddamn hear Ching Ching. He ain't going to talk me today.
Hey, listen, right? Every North versus South event that my car goes to, I have to race someone from the North. That's how that race with Flex end up happening in March because it's called North versus South. So
I sent you a picture
I don't want
of the
nobody
car.
That I can get any fucking weekend. I tell you what, Sammy, you give me everything in drag racing and you got to clear me by the 3:30, I go out there with your ass. And we're locking in tonight.
Damn, why is 3:30?
Damn. Because, man, Sammy's a bad motherfucker. You can't underestimate him. I ain't even going to get put in that trick bag.
Damn, you want everything.
Fred, I just sent you a picture. Hey, Fat Albert, you got the picture? Fat Albert, you got the picture?
Hey, Sammy, how about this? Sammy,
I got
you got to play a matchmaker. I feel like a marriage counselor here. So, Sammy, how about this? How about you give, sure enough, all three and lane choice?
That's all four.
Fuck
that's
that.
All,
hey, listen.
That's
obviously,
all four.
Listen. Hey, Rob, obviously you don't know Sammy as well as I know him, okay? I ain't seen the car. But he give me everything, and he got to clear me by the 3:30. I go out that bitch for $1,000.
Nah, see what holds me back with that race is the 3:30 point. What's wrong with 660?
Because Sammy's because
really only racing to the 3:30.
You
man,
I didn't see Sammy for about 8 years now. That motherfucker, I'm not. He ain't about to put me in a trick bag, and we ain't even rivals. We ain't homeboys
hey,
for real.
Sammy play too much, man.
He do. But for the love of the game, I'm gonna play with him. I'm gonna play right back with him because goddamn you.
I ain't
talk
fucking with him.
Get away with it.
Let me tell you as much as I like racing, I ain't going out there like that.
3:30.
Damn, Sammy,
mad. Ooh. And I got to break. I got to break the back tie, and you got to clear me by the 3:30.
Yes, and you got lane choice. Fuck it, I'm going out there and gambling.
God,
he got
damn,
all four.
Sammy, you acting like me, Sammy. Shit, you ain't eight ball. You can't act like that.
Oh, never mind. I can't
Sammy,
do that.
Sammy got a whole lot of shit with him. That's what he got. I ain't fucking with him.
Sure enough, all you got to do is say lock.
Nah, hold on, wait. I'm touching Sammy real quick, something real quick. I got one more question.
You better ask me more than one.
Hey, look. I ain't gonna lie.
I got to text her first to ask one more question that I don't want to ask publicly.
And, Sammy, you can take that car, that picture you just take, turn it sideways and shove it straight up your ass because you know damn well that's not the car you're going to be bringing.
I bet you that's the car.
Hey, listen. I don't give a fuck if he come with Jeff Rogers' big tire car, goddammit. He give me everything to the goddamn 330. Shit, I'm on his ass.
Man, Jeff's car, suck your ass up like a vacuum to the 330.
I know it,
but
I'm
gambling
on knocking the tires off. I'm gambling on knocking the tires off.
When I offered Cliffy everything in drag racing and 9-to-1 odds, there was a particular talk show host that said, I got to go out there with that. And then when I offered it, he didn't take it.
So what was the purpose of it?
Who was the talk show?
That was crazy.
They put a name on it.
They shall remain nameless. They shall remain nameless.
Joe Gray. Nah, it didn't go down like that. Then if Cliffy ran with
like
Nitrous, that was
Joe,
different.
Get his ass, Joe.
If my son had Nitrous on it, I would have spun up did it. I ain't going to lie to you.
Okay. For $1,000, you can buy a plate.
If he has nitrous on it, when we go to North versus South, I gladly do the same thing.
We'll talk when we get there.
If he has nitrous on it, I will definitely lock that in.
You need me to buy you a plate?
Unbelievable.
Sammy, just playing,
motherfucker,
man. I'm just playing with
the anyway, sure enough, it's Sammy. So sure enough, it's Sammy. Y'all going to get busy, or what are y'all going to do?
Nah,
hey,
man.
He
is a motherfucker.
I ain't fucking
I don't do.
Scary
on
here. You had a lot of heart.
Some good races locked in on here.
Sure enough, you saw the
correct.
Car, right? It doesn't look. Does it look scary?
No comment.
Which car did you send
me?
Sammy texted me.
I sent it to you, April.
Hold on. Texted it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what, Sammy? I might take all three from you.
Well, you go ahead and take it out, April. Tuck your ass off.
You give me 9-to-1 odds, Sammy.
I'll give you
9-to-1. You're 1,000 to my 9,000.
No. No.
What? Why?
I'm 50. You're 450.
Okay, you got it.
Locked. Guess what, Joe Gray? I just committed to being at North versus South.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. It seems like North versus South.
You going to leave that same wheel? Sammy?
No, I have shinier wheels. They're shinier than that.
No, you can't change. Nope. I'm going to step them wheels.
No. Too late. They're shinier wheels than those. They're very shiny.
Freddie Weagle.
They call him.
I'm sick of Sammy and all his games.
I'm sick of Sammy. He's shaking.
Man, he played more games.
ODB
would
lock that shit
in, his ass.
ODB would lock that shit in, though.
Huh? I can't do that to Abel. I told you, Abel, I can't do you a trick back.
Sure enough, I'd take that shit.
Well...
Oh, man. Hey, Fred.
You.
Hey, listen, man. Y'all some motherfucking hustlers, too, right?
So, no.
The last time my car was out, Avon was trying to get me to give him the back tire. But then y'all turned around and offered me the back tire at a track that I ain't got a detune in my car.
That's your problem.
Y'all some hustling motherfuckers, man.
How about this shit? I told Avon I needed the back tire and the kick. Next thing he knows, him and Freddie giving him the back tire and the kick. How the fuck does that work out? I finally figured that shit out.
Mob Town.
They slick as shit.
Hey, Bo, don't worry about it. For the season's out. Hey, Bo, don't worry about it. For the season's out, we're going to get your ass, too.
What?
Bob Tom.
Who's
Bob
that?
Tom
for what?
All right, then we're gonna get Ava. We're gonna get
Ava. I'm gonna be at Capitol. All right. So look, I'm gonna be at Capitol on Saturday. I'm gonna be the next weekend. I'm gonna be up at Sandy's race. Now look, I really don't want to take any marginal races up there because I've never been to that racetrack. The week after that, I'll be at Del Mar, and then obviously I'll be at North versus South.
We're gonna get you.
Okay.
We might do you in Saturday at Capitol.
You give me the back tire and the clear.
We might give you the back tire.
Okay. And the clear.
I don't know about the clear. You know, we got to see what the surface is going to be like. We'll give you the back tire with Try Me for your much.
Nah, I need the back tire and the clear with Try Me. Because the last time I raced, so look. The reason I say that is because the last two times I beat him, it was with all three. The last time
but
I beat him, it was
you had us in a trick bag.
Turned it.
I was mad with Avon for giving you that.
I did.
Matter of fact, when Avon gave you all three, I think I bet it on you on the side.
That's a damn lie. you ain't never gonna bet against Avon.
Avon, we said that didn't even sound right, did it?
No, man, look, that's like sure enough. Never mind.
Hey, boy, we'll come to Capitol Saturday with Try Me, and we don't know, you know, we trust in the terrorists, but we don't know what's going to be what, and we'll go across your ass with the back tire.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, so listen to me, Freddie, I ain't ducking no wreck. You know me, I don't duck no wreck.
You don't.
So I'm going to get in the shootout. It'll be my first shootout ever ran. I'm going to get in that King of the Hill shootout. If I go out, I will entertain trying for something small. How about that?
Okay. We'll get together.
That sounds fair enough. I'll be on the hill. And look, some of the best racing ever has been locked in right on the hill, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Fred, I know you asked me about the cancer walk. Forgot I was about to tell you. It's October 29th at Custom Tees.
At Custom Tees? Okay. That's Good. Always a good October. Race, Joe.
Dang. Yeah, that's what that
is. Hey, Joe, how about this?
And by the way, Rob, you ain't beat Try Me. I don't know.
I'm trying to work something out here with Joe. Hold on. I'm trying.
All right.
So, Joe. All right, no bullshit. I gave you everything in drag racing. Why don't we do that at Custom Tees on the 29th? Because it's a good cause, and I believe in that cause because I've had a bunch of family members die of cancer. My best friend died of cancer. And we will do that race for $100. I'll give you all three. Let's do it down at Custom Tees. Off trailer.
Nah, that's all right. I decline.
Because I believe in the cause. Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Joe? I can't get any more sincere with wanting to race you from the heart because the cancer thing means a lot to me. So if you don't want to take that race, then I won't offer it to you again.
No problem.
Didn't you offer
Damn,
them that with the
trying
nine
to get
one?
It in.
Hey, Ball?
Damn.
No, I'm not offering 9-1. I'm offering it to him for $100.
No. I said, didn't you offer him that before with the 9-1?
I did. But this is different. This is for a cause.
Hey, Rob.
My patient, the third time he died of cancer.
This is for a cause.
Hey, Rob.
Trying to see
that, Joe?
I respect that.
Cause, too.
So,
but
this is what I do, Rob. That same event, I'll come out there and I do that same. I give you everything in drag race. You said that's what you needed, right?
Yes.
I'll come to the October 29th event for cancer at Custom Tees with my car, and I give you everything in drag racing for that same $100.
my man, that it's on.
That's what's up. God damn, I ain't never think I was going to see this.
You ain't seen it yet, you just hearing it.
I don't give a fuck. Look, so this is what we'll do then. So this is what we're going to do. Whoever wins that $200 at the end of the day, we're going to donate it back to Joe to give to some cancer victim.
Agreed on my part. I'm with
my
that.
Man.
I like that.
I like that too.
That's classy.
I'm feeling left out, man. That's real love right there. I'm feeling left out. I got to try to squeeze in that day, but you know what?
My best friend of 30-some years died of cancer a couple years ago. Father had cancer. My mother had cancer. My wife had cancer. My grandmother died of cancer.
Wow. Damn.
Joe, I really wish you'd have taken that race.
Man, we're going to do it. We're going to do it for all the ones we lost. My best friend lost his dad to cancer. I lost both of my grandparents to cancer. On my mom's side, I lost two aunts on my mom's side to cancer. My grandfather on my dad's side died from cancer. Shit, and my dumb ass smoked cigarettes.
Me too. This is all I ask you to do before you go and have burnout box. I want you to say a fucking prayer for everybody that you've lost. You understand?
That's a fact. That's a fact. And matter of fact, Rob, I'm going to drive on that day. I ain't never drove my car a day in my life.
Okay.
As long as I've never driven that car a day in my life.
And what day are you going to drive?
If anybody wanted to put any money on top of that pot, you feel free to put the money on top of it, and we'll do that race. And
what race is it, Rob? It's all going to donation.
What race is it, Rob?
October 29th, Joe Gray's race. He wouldn't take the offer.
No, I'm saying who is the race? I heard you saying donation because I had to step away from it. What is it?
Speak up, opponent.
I'm going to – this is Shona Holmes. I'm going to take Luca Brasi and give Rob everything in drag racing for $200, and we donating the proceeds to cancer, to Joe and Custom Tees for that race, for that event.
Anyone
want to put on top, we're going to donate it all. All of it's going to donation. Ain't not one of us taking a penny from it.
So I got 200 I'll donate on that, Big Fred.
Good shit, Fred.
I've lost a lot of family members to cancer, so that's something that's near and dear to my heart.
That's respect. That's respect, big homie.
And we got another 100. We got total 300 coming from Mob Town and Ballot Boys. Avon, me, Avon, Rick, we're going to put a total 300 in.
And I'll tell you what, sure enough, how about this? We can't do that with all three.
Now, so all together, what you got? You got 300, right, total?
So, Joe, I'd like to ask you a question.
I'm just going to get ready.
That would be 500. That would be 500
Joe.
Total. Me and Rob putting up 100.
That'd be 500 total if they doing 200, and then we're going to put 300 on top of it.
It'd be 5 total. 500 total.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to match the whole thing to another 5, so I'll put the whole 5 up. Another 5
That's
up.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to say this real quick. Out of all the grudge races we do, you know, we promote and all of that, I say that Cancer Walk is probably the most meaningful race out there, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
It's good shit, sure enough. Thank you.
The best part of the whole show is the walk down the track.
You know, I've never met the walk. I've never been there early enough for the walk, but I'm going to make sure I don't miss this one. I come to the race, but I've never been to the
walk. And I'll be honest with you, Freddie, I took that walk. And
Yeah, we'll have that conversation another day.
Probably.
He gave me 5 seconds last year.
Yeah, I always come to the race, but I've never actually did the walk yet.
Well, how about this, you ugly ass? Can you come down there? I'll put another 100 on it, and you take that walk with me, motherfucker.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We're walking. And I want you to walk in them ugly thong. I want you to walk in them ugly thong flip flops that you had on the weekend.
Let me say something special, man.
Hey, look, so everybody busted my ass about the bitches being shower shoes, right? So I'm down in Key West after I leave Orlando because I take off on a motorcycle. I walked around Key West for 3 days with no shoes on. I find, like, my feet are hurt. So I walk up in this shop, and I said, here's my credit card. I want them sandals. I put them bitches on my feet. I grab my credit card and walk the fuck out. I get back to the motel room. They charge me $120 for them fucking sandals. But look, this is what I've been saying. The sandals are worth their weight in gold because I dug the police all weekend in them sandals.
Yeah, Rob, you were definitely the most wanted on the start line. I've never in my life seen nothing like it. You were the most wanted for sure.
And what did I do? I didn't do a goddamn thing.
Hey, listen. Let me say this, right? You talking about the sandals you had on this weekend?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Man, listen. When I saw Rob walking on the racetrack in them bitches, I said to myself, ain't no way that neither one of these cars, because if y'all don't know, I was there with Top Notch. I said to myself, ain't no way neither one of these cars is going to make it down under power. If he's walking on this track with those sandals, that right there is what gave me.
You know,
the,
it's crazy you say that, but that's a good report, though. That's a good report, though, sure enough. I hate that. I hate to have to agree with that, but that's real.
What I will say, sure enough, though, I was struggling when I got in it, when I got out there in the middle. I was struggling with them sandals.
But
I got
to check. Like, you should have got stuck, though, Rob.
Hey, sure enough.
Yeah, wait a minute. I got to check.
Sure enough. Look, I'm going to say something right here on this show. There's been a lot of bullshit between our camps, but this is what I'm going to tell you. I respect you for taking that race and doing it on the 29th. I appreciate it, and thank you.
Man,
that's
shit, thank
all
you.
All right. Is that the 29th of October?
All right, let me read this text. Someone can walk. Connects by my car, north versus south. Oh, shit. I didn't put my glasses. I don't even know who it's from. Let me see. Someone can walk next to my car at north versus south. OG Bobby.
Is that Albert?
Oh.
Albert, I promise you, I will not entertain
Bobby
that.
Want? Who OG Bobby well, want, that, it's not. That's not for you just, Rob. That's for anybody. He said anybody, so it's not. Say what, Fred?
Who OG Bobby want? Or north or south?
Well, he didn't put a name. He said anybody want to walk next to his side, north versus south.
Man, Fred going to answer them calls.
Hey, we'll get busy with him. And OG Bobby, that's my man, but we just like the race. We'll get busy with him with dead presidents if he want to go out there.
Bobby, dead presidents answering your call.
And Bobby's my man, but we'll go out there.
Oh. Hey, boy, where you at? Hey, boy.
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, Bobby. I got a text, Bobby. I got a response. Here it goes. Bigfoot will walk on top of his car.
I'm going to speak on my Ken.
Hold on.
On my Ken right
on.
Now.
Hold on.
Tell him to lock that one on five.
Uh-oh. Who said that?
Bigfoot. We all know who Bigfoot is.
I thought you said that's what OG Bobby said.
Yeah, I thought that's what he said, too. I was about to say, damn.
No,
they put that on 105, or did OG say lock that 105?
And then, I'm getting all kinds of texts.
That Albert.
Oh, I
that
got
Albert.
That one, too. I just seen it. Are we in a group text?
And OD will drown him. This Bigfoot. I lock us both in. What? I just, that's,
did Bigfoot bring up that race or did OG Bobby? Who brought us
what,
that
what,
race?
What did Joe just say?
That's and OD will drown him after Bigfoot. Now lock us both in. That's what it say. He just he
oh,
takes both me and
Bigfoot.
Who sent the text?
Who sent it?
OG Bobby said about anybody want to walk beside his car north or south. Then Marcus sent me a text and said Marcus said he'll do it with Bigfoot 1-on-5.
Yeah, but then I got
Antoine sent me and Joe said we'll drown him after Bigfoot. They can kill him first, Bigfoot,
never
then they can drown him with OG.
So it sounds like OG Bobby got three answers to his call out.
Wait, I want to tell you something, Fat Albert. ODB is going to drown himself if he comes to north versus south.
He was going to go back
up. So it sounds like
Antoine is going to drown himself that day. So he might as well stay home.
Okay, hold up. Hold up. I got to find somebody.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I got a response. Marcus, he said, I'll take everything with Littlefoot.
Damn.
Sam. He said, I'll take everything with Littlefoot.
Sammy.
Yeah.
They don't change Marcus's name.
Yeah.
Sammy, ODB going to be up at Island? Huh?
Who?
Yeah,
OG.
OG.
No, he's got no oil pressure.
He's
got no oil pressure.
Wait, hold on. ODB going what?
Yeah, I have a thing for convertible.
He's not allowed to come.